The place for news, views, and entertainment the way you like it. RantEMRadio.com. The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here. Thanks for tuning in and listening to The Shining Wizards, proudly available at ShiningWizards.com and on the Shining Wizards Network. Be sure to subscribe, like, rate, and review us on whatever platform you listen to us on, including iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, Audioboom, and so many more. If you shop at Amazon, visit Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and click on your country's banner. Do your shopping as usual, pay the same low prices as always, and a portion of your purchase will help support the show. If you'd like to buy Shining Wizards t-shirts, visit ShiningWizards.com/merch for a link to our Pro Wrestling Tees store and select from dozens of great designs. Follow us on social media at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Wizards Podcast. If you'd like to check out our videos, visit YouTube or Dailymotion and search The Shining Wizards. The Shining Wizards airs live every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. East at RantEMRadio.com or SWLive.net. From all of us at The Shining Wizards, we thank you for your continued support.
Hello, wrestling fans. This is the Alpha Female, and you're listening to Shining Wizards.
I have a small dick.
Titties! God damn! Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, It's the Heinz episode number 357.
It's Heinz 57? Are you fucking playing music?
You're a dick.
Well, you know.
Oh,
God, we're so lame.
Huh?
So fucking
Well,
lame.
You chop the apples and you get the grapes.
God, we're doing other people's material.
That's what we do on this show.
That's what I do on stage.
Kids, don't need your parents' permission. Fuck them. Welcome to the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk.
Talk about wrestling.
Hey, I'm Shining Wizards Tony!
Kevin is here.
Matt is here.
Wow, you guys gave up on the whole, I'm Shining Wizards Matt.
Well, no, I would do it, but you really threw me off with what you did there.
I only do it when you're
starting
not
the show?
No, with that whole fucking metal thing that you just ran out there on us.
This is for Snowy. I am Shining Wizards Tony! Snowjob!
That's what you do every week.
I just want to show my support for the people on the network. I don't know why. You're a dick.
He's fat.
Hopefully this show isn't a fucking car wreck like last week's show.
What do you mean? I thought it sounded great.
Fucking so.
Fucking bullshit!
Only thing I wanted to do last week was a fucking podcast. Like, get back to some kind of sense of normalcy.
Sensel.
Me and fucking Kevin, we had a fucking great time. Rhett Titus called in.
Got them.
It fucking processed, and I hit play, and you would have thought I got fucking a thermometer jammed into my pee hole.
Dummy!
Fucking look on my face.
It's making me laugh all over again.
Fucking just panic texting Tony.
You idiots.
Mentally, I was not ready for any of that.
You have AIDS.
Oh my God. Dude. And then the fact that it couldn't get fixed. Just.
Hey, I tried my balls off, man.
No, you and.
Why would
people,
you dry your balls off after that? Why were your balls so moist?
And the people on Facebook that tried to help is greatly appreciated. It was so. By the time it came around to Thursday, and it's like, let's just post it. I could give a shit less at that point.
Well, the sad part was I actually walked around on my lunch break and started recording shit. And I was just like, this is going to be worse than anything that these guys did, even though it sounds like a fucking echo chamber.
Well, clearly.
It was terrible.
You're terrible.
I tried, dude. I tried.
That's a whole different subject.
What? What?
How terrible you are.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, am I that terrible?
Yes.
The studio was completely set up when you arrived tonight.
Is what? That where you want to start? First of all, I do want to give you props. I like this new setup. Kevin's got like a whole setup like he's from the future over here with
That's
his
right.
wireless keyboard.
Somebody throw me a phone. I'll take a picture.
Wireless mouse.
Well, we don't have to stop Let's talking. Catch. I can.
I wanted to make sure you caught my fucking phone.
What's your ID?
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice throw.
I know. Nice catch.
I almost said it all on the air. Look at us. We're playing hot potato with my
You
phone.
Really are playing hey, man, hey, man, hey, man.
So we got, Kevin's got this cool setup with like a futuristic 1999 wireless keyboard.
That's right.
And we're fucking throwing the phone around
now,
like with the Harlem Globetrotters.
Off the iPad?
No, that's a computer. There's a computer to your left on the floor.
He's got a whole tower there.
Yeah, dude. We could fucking play DVDs.
How much porn is on that?
Nothing yet, actually. It came pretty clean.
That's cool. I like it. Everything's up on the screen. It's almost like this is a Turnbuckle Throwbacks podcast.
Ooh.
Holy shit, dude.
Oh, you'll never live that down, you motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, Tony, could you get me some pizza? Sorry, guys, ain't coming.
Fuck you, I was at a wake, you piece of shit. You fucking piece of shit, motherfucker.
You idiots.
Hey, did you watch Raw last night?
Hell to the no.
Hell to the no. All right, so me.
Sorry.
So me and Kevin had a conversation last week, and if you couldn't get through the submarine episode.
In the town where I was born.
Fucking awful. God, I want to kill myself. I can't. It's so hard to explain how much fun I had last week with Kevin. We talked about, I don't even think we talked about what was going on in the world of professional wrestling.
For like an hour and a half.
For like the first 40 minutes we were talking about like wrestling figures and shit.
If you Again. Can get past the echo, you can listen to it.
Echo, I can't.
All right, some people can't, and I get that. But I really didn't have a hard time listening to it. Once you're in it for like 2 minutes, it's
Dude,
like, it's
we
not
had
even
a
there.
Lot of decent feedback on Twitter. And on the social medias.
Well, God bless anybody that sat through it, because it was a long show, too.
Yeah.
And I felt really bad for Rhett, because we had fun talking to him, but I can't even listen to that phone conversation.
He still hasn't accepted my pending friend
request. Oh, my God. For those of you, if you didn't listen.
Listen, I'm just saying, dude. I mean.
Kevin was fucking Tank City, first and foremost.
That's right.
And at one point, he's begging.
Well,
no, begging's a strong word.
Begging Rhett Titus to accept his friend
I just
request.
Wanted to let him know it was out there. I had sent it to him that day. I was like, all right, bro.
He probably did it. Oh. Hey, Rhett, hey, no big deal, no pressure. Just
I never sent any message to it. Oh. I just sent the request.
Oh, boo.
Him and Sam Roberts.
Both. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
See, if I still had Shining Wizards Kevin on Facebook...
Sam's a hack. You don't want to.
I was friends with. Yes, I like Sam. And I was friends with Rhett on Shining Wizards Kevin account.
I like him too. I'd like him more if he didn't do that show in the morning with Jim Norton.
Oh, truth.
I mean, but he probably says, like, oh, I would like you more if you didn't do a fucking podcast in your mother's basement.
Truth.
We are not in anyone's mother's basement, though. We're in Shining Wizards Tony's basement.
That's right.
And
T3's mother's basement.
Not just a normal basement. This is a sick setup.
Yeah.
Oh, so now you beat the shit out of me, and then you got
to. Well, I want to know, Tony. I have to ask you.
Uh-oh.
When's the TV going on the wall, or when's the other pictures going back up on the wall? Because the hooks are still here.
Because I stopped getting 8x10s once I thought that it was finished.
You stopped getting 8x10s because you got butt hurt because nobody was accepting your friend requests.
That's right.
Sorry.
No, but I could have gotten them a bunch at the WrestlePro show. I'm like, but I'm not going to get them if Tony's not. Putting them up.
You can put them up in your place.
What? No. Where would
it's not a studio.
It's not a studio. I do this for us.
You can hang them in the alley at the hat.
No. I got a Sergeant Slaughter 8x10 for the hat. And I had him write it to the hat. The coldest beers in town. And that's an order. And my boss, I have no idea where it is. Because it was never put up.
That's a bummer.
It is a bummer, because I figured, I know he hates wrestling, but I'm like, it's Sergeant Slaughter, it's Army, it's G.I. Joe.
Yeah, Yo Joe.
Yo Joe.
I'm excited about that.
Isn't it Gojo?
No, it was Yo Joe.
It is Yo Joe, you're right.
So I do, I would like to take a minute to properly congratulate Karen Jarrett. She is the first woman to have two husbands in the WWF Hall of Fame.
Oh, holy shit.
Boo.
How long were you waiting to put that out there?
Oh, I haven't. It just came to me right now because I looked down and I saw that he was married to her since 2010.
Now, how
you didn't know that? Wait.
No, I do know that.
How weird is that going to be with the two of them at the Hall of Fame?
No different than when they worked at TNA, right?
Together. Yeah. But
I don't know. It's a different place.
They're both
Nashville
married.
Finger Trap. I don't know.
Yeah, but
dude, Angle's happily with his new family.
He's got Jason Jordan. You know,
damn it, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, but I'm not used to three people. I'm used to a two man show, so I apologize.
But Jeff was his boss back when they were working together, wasn't he? So now he's not
his
boss anymore.
That's what you do when you're a boss.
Dude, like Kurt might snap on him and fucking, like, you know, angle slam him through the curtain at the Hall of Fame.
Well, maybe he'll use his giant bobblehead to headbutt him to death.
He has no fucking neck,
bro. His head is fucking.
Listen,
huge.
I have a
it
giant
just goes
head.
From, it goes from ears to traps. That's all it is. He's got no fucking neck,
dude. That's like the light bulb that you would put in, like, to like fucking
turn
for
on
a football
light.
Field. No, like that's how his head's like a giant, like the most industrial strength light bulb. That's Kurt Angle's head.
Okay, terrific.
And I love Kurt Angle.
Excuse me. Look, Jeff Jarrett, as me and Kevin discussed last week, he's going into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
that's right.
So I think Tony posted it up on our Facebook page yesterday, facebook.com/Shining Wizards, or just search Shining Wizards and join
I
in
thought
on
it was
our
Wizards podcast.
No, oh, Shining Wizards.
No, Shining Wizards.
On Facebook.
Are you sure?
If you just search Shining Wizards, it comes up.
Oh, if you search Shining Wizards, but I think it's facebook.com/Wizards Podcast.
You might be right. I think you made everything Wizards Podcast.
Just to keep it all congruent, because we got rid of that other page because Facebook was being a motherfucker.
You are correct. It is facebook.com/Wizards Podcast.
Instagram.com/Shining Wizards. Wizards Podcast. You're making me fuck it up now. Continue.
No, you're doing it yourself.
You have AIDS.
Keep going.
I like how Kevin is like yelling at you as he's got
type.
Pulling up. He's just now he's closing the iPad because he had the MSG app open and he's got it on his phone
because it wasn't working on the iPad.
Kevin's got to watch it. And there's no Alexa here, so he can't get updates.
No, which is that's hysterical, by the way.
He has access to a computer, though.
Yeah,
he could just ESPN.
Bro, kayfabe.
Sorry.
I think it would be NHL.com or JerseyDevils.com.
I'm not putting my login in here on this whimsical setup.
This unprotected network.
Yeah.
So anyway,
you're all logged on to anyway.
Tony threw it up on the Facebook yesterday. And I have some very, very strong feelings about this decision.
Oh, here we go. Wait, do we need strong feelings music?
Do you have strong feeling music? Is it something from Snowy?
You're such an asshole.
Why?
Yeah, here. There's some strong feelings music.
It is strong feelings music.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I'll tell you what kind of feelings I get.
All right, that actually works.
Irony, I get it.
Irony.
At first, I was like, fuck this. Like,
yep. I don't think you were that. Were you that?
On Facebook? I don't think I said fuck this, but I said this WCW run was shit.
But last week on the show, we talked about it.
No, but then I did some research.
Oh, right? Shit.
This mother... Look, the only thing Jeff Jarrett is a friend of the show, and if he called in tonight, I would tell him the same exact thing, and I'm not even kidding you, and I would watch Kevin shit his pants on this fucking couch.
Which
outside of
me,
his first run in the WWF, nothing else he did was good.
You thought the first run in WWF was good?
Bro, he was such a fucking hateable heel.
I think he was just hated.
Everything about his character and everything that he did was just good. Like,
does that include when he walked out after he lost the IC title to Shawn Michaels because he was upset about the lip-syncing thing and losing the title?
No, was that what happened? I just thought his contract was up.
No,
and he left.
He walked out.
And he took Jesse James with him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Road Dogg wasn't back in WCW then, was he?
No,
Road Dogg
but they
didn't
walked
go
out
to
together.
WCW. They walked out together.
I didn't know that.
And he didn't go to the WCW till after.
Well, I guess it's 90 day or whatever.
Right.
But I love his first run. Everything about him was, I don't know who came up with it. I don't know if it was his ideas doing the JERRET, or if that was Vince's ideas. But the character was just, it was perfect. I thought it was...
Dude, his premise, just like all the
He was using WWE to make a name for himself in country music.
Yeah, just like fucking...
Mickey James.
Just like T.L. Hopper was a fucking plumber making a name for himself.
This was so much better. I'm with Kev. His first run in the WWF was awesome.
Awesome? You go that far?
Fucking, dude.
Dude, he started in 93.
The
right?
promos?
Like those vignettes with him, like...
So you're basing his Hall of Fame induction just on that?
No, I mean, we're starting in 1993. We haven't even gotten anywhere yet.
Well, how come we're not going back to like the old what you call world class days in the USWA?
What we're talking about is connection with WWE.
Well, that's where the majority of his 77 championships come from.
With P.Y. Chuhai and Eric Embry.
Because look, I get it. It's the WWE Hall of Fame, and it's based on like they own everything now, right? And I get that. But his WWE catalog, his
it's awesome.
Work there, it's not awesome.
It's awesome.
He fucking walked out not once, but twice.
Yeah, but in fairness,
but that's not part of the catalog.
In fairness, the second walkout, a lot of people think that he just held up Vince for money. He held Vince up for money that he was owed. He was owed every cent of that money that Vince paid him on his way out the door.
Right. I get no, his contract was up.
Yeah, but he was also owed money on the contract.
Which he would have gotten, but he wanted it before he left.
Well, of course, because otherwise, see you later. Who's going to fucking give him his money?
But if he was contractually owed it, he probably would have gotten it at some point.
Yeah, but the wrestling business is very shady in that department.
Yeah, but
and he wasn't under... When he wrestled China, he was not under contract.
Yep.
Until the money was wired to an account to him, and once he got it, he showed up and worked.
He had to invest in his Gumby gold.
I am in the process. Do you have Skype open?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay, there's a chance that Mr. Jarrett might be joining us.
Why would you spoil that?
Because if he doesn't, then it's just whatever.
And if he doesn't, then nobody knew the better.
Well, you got to listen to find out. Unless you're listening live on The Rant, rantymradio.com. Chat us up in the chat room. None of us are there, but you know, we appreciate it when we go and we look in the chat to see that people are talking.
I totally forgot that.
And there's one person there going, hello.
God.
You didn't enjoy his first...
It's not that I didn't enjoy it, but I look at Jeff Jarrett, I look at him as a solid worker, and I think of him like... They put him in a spot that he... I don't want to say didn't deserve, but didn't fit into.
What do you
mean? Does that make sense?
It makes sense. Like, your thought process makes sense. I don't agree with you.
I mean, look, the whole With My Baby Tonight thing, like, it sucked that they
that's
left. That's
so many years later, though. That's 95. He started in 93.
But what did he do in 93 that was any different? He had Jesse James with him.
No, he didn't.
That came along. When you think, what's the first thing you think of when you think of Jeff Jarrett?
The awful vignettes with the fucking light up hat.
Okay, but you be in your head, you go J-E-double-F-J-A-double-R-E-double-T.
He didn't come in 93, did he? What? Can you?
That was Razor Ramon.
Razor
and Goldust was 93.
He essentially. He had his first match in 1993, towards the back end, November. He beat, actually, PJ Walker, friend of the show. And then his pay-per-view debut was at the 1994 Royal Rumble.
Was he in the match?
Okay. Oh,
he
so
was.
So it was late 93.
He entered 12th. He had been doing work in the WWE in 1992 as part of that USWA deal that they had going on.
Okay.
Well, and don't forget also later on, he was part of the whole NWA thing when he came back later.
Oh, that's a fucking abortion.
That's so much later. That's 98.
Goddamn. Trying to bring some real wrestling in. Motherfucker.
But 94, he had some good stuff going in 94. I mean, wasn't he involved in that, in the whole, he was involved in, like, he was a bad guy going up against Undertaker. He was one of the guys that came in and slammed the casket.
He did help. he did slam the casket on the Undertaker at the Royal Rumble.
Bam Bam Bigelow dropped his fucking body on it to close it.
He was also part of that match at WrestleMania 10 that got bumped to Monday Night Raw.
Well, there you go, setting the world on fire.
Right. Where it was the 1-2-3 Kid, Razor Ramon, Tatanka, and... The Head Shrink? No, the Smoking Guns against IRS, Jeff Jarrett, the Head Shrinkers.
Wait, what WrestleMania is this?
10.
WrestleMania 10. They had
It was so
Razor Ramon wasn't in that match. Razor Ramon was in
the ladder match.
It was Bob Holly,
Savio Vega was in it?
Savio Vega, I don't think, was even involved.
No. Quang. But the match didn't happen at WrestleMania.
It happened the next night on Raw.
Yeah, it got bumped.
Yeah. So important.
Like Martel, IRS, I think.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. Martel, IRS.
Head Shrinkers.
Head Shrinkers and Jeff Jarrett against...
Bob Holly, 123 Kid, Adam Bomb, and the Smoking Guns.
No, Adam Bomb... Didn't Adam Bomb...
That was 11.
No, Tatanka. 123 Kid, Tatanka, yeah. Sparky Plug, and
Adam
Tatanka.
Bomb got squashed by Earthquake or somebody, didn't
yes.
he?
Yeah, for Ludwig Borga.
Yes.
I wasn't sure if that was 10 or 11.
It was 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's 30, definitely 10. 35
Cause,
seconds.
Yeah, because Earthquake... yeah, and then, yeah. Because Harvey Whippleman, like, bullies one of the ring announcers. Or
he had a feud with the Fink. They had tear down the house tuxedo match.
And then Earthquake runs in and...
Oh, and wait. Isn't that the WrestleMania where Cy Sperling gave him a toupee? Or am I thinking of WrestleMania 11?
No, I think that was it.
It was WrestleMania 10. Fucking action-packed action.
So he gets bumped off the WrestleMania card just because they ran out of time. He essentially does nothing in 1994 till November.
Okay.
Yeah, you're actually right.
Because he did beat Mabel at King of the Ring.
Huge.
Woo-hoo.
94.
And then he goes into his program with Razor Ramon, where he eventually beats him to win the IC title. And that's where you first start to see the roadie.
Yeah, and then they had the hold-up match where he pushed with Savio Vega or with Spark Plug.
It was the two-on-one match, roadie and Double J against Razor at the In Your House, where Savio debuts and he makes the save.
No, he had a match where the title was held up. I think it was
against fucking Bob Holly.
Yes,
and then he won it the next night or later that day.
Anything can happen on Raw.
Oh, God, I remember that.
Okay, so far God. So good, Kev. Are we still in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I still think you are.
Look, the stuff with Razor Ramon, I've got no problem with. That was a solid mid-card feud.
And his match at In Your House 2 against Shawn Michaels was fucking awesome.
Okay. I agree with that. But then
it's all downhill after that.
No,
sorry.
But I liked when he came back, I liked the stuff that he was doing with Owen before Owen died.
Okay.
I thought that was a great spot.
I might be over embellishing his first run.
No, I think his first run is great. He was the IC champ for like 9 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true too.
Okay.
Right? He was the IC champ for a while.
Yeah.
Two time, right? The stupid Bob Holly thing.
Yeah, well, if they count that.
Oh, they do. They do. It's one of his 77.
And at WrestleMania 11, didn't he fight Razor Ramon?
He did.
And then wasn't the roadie and 123 Kid was in Razor's
they
corner?
Were second. That was when 123 Kid wore his silk pajamas.
Yeah, he wore like the fucking. He did. That's it. Yeah. That's
he had the dragon pajamas and the fucking Rich Voss fucking greasy hair.
What's left of it? Fuck Rich Ross.
Kevin got some heat.
Actually, I don't. He's actually really been nothing but nice to me.
Really? Well, it's like makes Kevin. You smell the thing behind his ear. You're good.
My buddy's got heat with him. But other than that.
Oh, come on. Tell us. Everybody knows who Rich Voss is, don't they?
No, they don't. More people know who Kevin is.
Yeah, that's right.
That's true.
Kevin, can you get me booked at Rascals?
Hashtag the truth.
God.
Then Voss. He fucking left, and they bring him back, and he comes back in 1997, and he does this dumb shoot.
Do you remember
when he did the shoot? And he fucking shat on Vince McMahon and Eric Bischoff, and even said Austin 316 is blasphemy and is offensive to me.
I don't remember that. Oh, that was when they were trying to set up with Austin, and Austin was like, "Fuck him! I don't want to feud with him."
No, not yet.
Not yet.
No, not yet.
That led to his walkout.
Oh, Austin's walkout?
No, that led to Jarrett's walkout.
Oh, why? Oh, man. All right,
but this, I remember this promo. He still had the ponytail and the long hair at this point. He wore like a fucking, not a suit, but he wore like a fucking suede jacket or some shit. Then he came, that's when he wore like he had the precursor to like those double arrows. Like he had like the fucking white, it was like almost NWA-ish.
Yes. Like, I know exactly the outfit.
Yeah,
yes.
The outfit, yeah. Like the white with the blue and it was like a singlet, but not so much. It was weird.
And then the fucking shit with him in the NWA. Just bad.
Hey, hey, hey. North American champion. Oh, the demons are coming out.
I see what...
Oh, him and Blackjack Windham? Are you fucking serious?
Barry Windham, man.
Wait, you went with Blackjack Windham over Bombastic Bart?
That's what he was...
Bob?
It's Barry Windham! Barry Windham.
They called him that in that match, though.
Yes, easily one of the best professional wrestlers from probably like 88 to 90. And the WWE couldn't figure out what to do with him. He was the stalker. He was one of the new Blackjacks.
The Widowmaker. And the stalker.
And the stalker. The Widowmaker. They just couldn't figure out what to do with Barry Windham.
The Widowmaker could have worked.
Well, in fairness, didn't Kendall and Blackjack Mulligan go to jail for counterfeiting around this time? I think he had his hands full with a few other things to make a fucking real run in wrestling.
Oh, you might be right.
Did they? I don't know.
You never knew that story? They both went to jail for a little while for that.
Barry and Kendall?
No, Kendall and his dad. You know his father's Blackjack Mulligan. Yes. That's why they were trying to run with the new Blackjacks.
Thanks.
I didn't know if you knew that. Fucking you made it sound asshole. Like you were ignoring did
they build,
history.
Did they bill piece of shit. At the time, did they bill Bradshaw as the son of Lanza?
Did they try to do that or no? They mentioned him as related. Maybe they did make him as the son of Lanza.
I'm not sure.
That's completely possible.
But I thought that he was. So I don't know if they said it or I was just an idiot. I was like, well, Barry Windham's the son of Mulligan.
Well, from when Justin Hawk Bradshaw came in, they had plans for him to be like their version of
Dan Hansen.
Yes, that was it.
Okay, in 1990, Kendall Windham and his father, Blackjack Mulligan, were arrested by the U.S. Secret Service in a joint investigation with the Florida Department of Law Enforcement for counterfeiting. The authorities found close to $500,000 in phony $20 bills.
Yeah, all right, here's a quick story.
They both spent 2 years in federal prison.
Yeah.
And Kendall still got a job.
And this was around the time of WCW. This was the stalker time, and this is why the stalker went away, because he had to deal with the legal shit going
on. What year?
1990.
This is the Widowmaker.
Oh.
Stalker was 96.
Widowmaker was first. And in 89, he was supposed to be on that team. I don't know if this is any related. He was supposed to originally be on the team at Survivor Series with Macho Man, Dino Bravo, Valentine, but then it became Earthquake. It probably wasn't related, but
there's a wrestler named Jerry Gray. He was interviewed on the 605 podcast, and he said around the time that they were arrested and sent to jail, he was working with Mulligan, and Mulligan was overpaying all the boys, and when he got his payout, it was all in 20s. So he's like, I had a feeling something was going on, but I didn't know what it was because I thought it was odd that he was paying everybody in $20 bills.
Blackjack may have wanted to take a mulligan on that.
Hi-o!
That's a golf reference.
But
There you go. Thanks, guys. Try the veal.
This is why you tune in every week, folks. Drop the knowledge.
For shitty
jokes and wrestling smarts.
The NWO shit was awful. And then...
Am I the only one that enjoyed the NWA thing?
Yes.
I didn't mind it so much. I just hated the... Look, the Blackjacks, fine. The fucking Midnight Express was... Oh, jeez.
I loved it.
Really?
I did. And, all right, so 98, I was...
So you like the fact that it was Jim Cornette and they brought in, like, Dennis Coraluzzo, who was, like, the president and all that at the time?
You know why? Because to me, as someone who may not have been as familiar... Like, I didn't necessarily know enough about the NWA to care about what was happening on my TV. I think I did. Like, I think I knew it was WCW.
This was what, 96 that this happened?
97.
Okay, 97.
End of 97, early 98.
I didn't know what the NWA was.
No, but here's the thing. When did Shane Douglas throw down the NWA belt? That was 95?
95?
Okay.
94?
But this is also the North American Heavyweight Championship. This wasn't
It wasn't Dan Severn or Chris Candido Chris Candido was not the champ.
It was something weird.
It was Dan Severn was the champ at the time.
Okay.
Because this is when they were angling to bring him in, which they eventually did as the NWA
94
champion.
Is Douglas.
Okay. So this is them trying to not only get the NWA on a national scale, but also rebuild their credibility. So that's why they were Jeff Jarrett,
Was the North American Championship a thing before they brought that in, or was that just a prop?
Yes.
Was it the secondary belt?
See, the NWA in its original incarnation.
Yeah, fair.
There were two recognized world championships. That was your heavyweight champion and your tag team champions. Those were really the only belts that were under the control of the NWA board. All the other NWA championships, they were all regional. I forget where the North American comes out of, but it was I don't know which territory had it.
It was around in Dallas during 94-95.
Okay.
Then it was vacated because Jim Crockett Jr.'s NWA Dallas closed.
Okay,
NWA Wrestling America, New Jersey inherited the title.
Well, that's Dennis Caruso.
So Tommy Cairo, Reckless Youth, Lance Diamond, Ace Darling, and Reckless Youth all held the titles between 95 to 97. Then it was vacated because of the work with the WWF.
And then they said he beat Wyndham, right?
Barry Wyndham on Raw.
That's right.
January 5th, 1998.
So was it that same, was it that little small belt that they brought in?
No, you could see it. It's like the old school NWA world design, but it's the design before the Dome Globe. It's one of the earlier designs. Yeah. It kind of looks like that. I mean, of course it's more modernized, but did it have lineage before the 90s?
The earliest I could find on Wikipedia Valentine having the title October 30th, 1994.
None of these belts look like the one that WWE had.
No, they really don't.
According to this, it was created in 1994 after WCW withdrew from the NWA.
So it was sort of like their own US title. Can you get it? Yeah, you can't even get a good view of it.
But just in case you were worried, Mustang Mike is the current NWA.
There it is. There it is. The one below the two guys holding the tag belts. I can't see who that is. That's it. That's the one.
This it?
Yep. That's the one.
That's also Barry Windham and Kurt Hennig.
Well, there you go.
This is gross, this belt.
It's not terrible.
For 97 in WWE?
Well, it's not a WWE belt. It's an NWA belt. That's why.
That's true, too.
But it's even got the more modernized NWA logo on it with the globe behind it. I don't mind
so
that design.
I didn't hate that whole NWA infusion at all. Maybe I wasn't apt to what the NWA was at that time. To me, it was just something else on the show. And it was a decent little mid-card like attraction.
But you didn't think it was weird, though? Like, why are the NWA championships appearing on Raw? Like,
at the time, I don't think I knew enough or cared enough to ask those questions.
Like, I thought it was
cool.
Like,
I was in high school.
I thought it was cool that they were there, but I just didn't really understand why.
Like, I knew who the Rock and Roll Express was. I knew who Jeff Jarrett was. I knew who Barry Windham was.
Holy shit, the Rock and Rolls were there, too.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Because they were brought in by Jim Cornette.
So
and then they brought in the new Midnight Express to turn on, and Jim Cornette turned on the Rock and Roll Express with them.
And this was also around the time that Smoky Mountain was closing down, right? Had Smoky Mountain
might already be done by this point.
I think they were. But which is why Jim Cornette got involved with Dennis Caruso with the NWA.
I have no idea.
December 95. So they had been done for 2 years.
See, look at this. They were all a stable. Like, the NWA was like a stable.
Yeah. It was Jarrett and the Rock and Roll Express and Jim Cornette.
Look at that. Look at those fucking NWA smoke. No, are these the NWA tag team titles?
Yes,
those are.
No, those are the NWA belts.
And they would go back and forth with, you know, the new Midnight Express with them. Ugh. And then this is so funny because Jim Cornette.
The Heavenly Bodies.
Remember when that was the Smoky Mountain ones.
Yeah, that was like 95?
That was
90.
No, that was
94?
Yeah, 93.
Oh, that was
93.
That was pre this. Ah.
What was that, at the Survivor Series, right?
Yeah.
SummerSlam?
Who did they wrestle?
Steiners.
Oh, fuck yeah. That was a good match.
Hold on.
No, it may have been
Rock and Roll versus Heavenly Bodies in like 93 at a pay-per-view for the Smoky Mountain Tag Team Championships, and the Heavenly Bodies beat them. I think that was 93. It's possible.
Well, goddamn.
It's fucking nuts.
What a fucking rabbit hole we went down.
Find out Heavenly Bodies.
It was the 1993 Survivor Series. The Heavenly Bodies beat the Rock and Roll Express.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was a fucking tennis racket shot.
You said 93.
Yeah, 93. Yeah.
Good Lord.
They defeated the Rock and Roll Express to claim the Smoky Mountain Tag Team Championships.
And that was around the time where Cornette was involved with Yokozuna yet, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
The mouthpiece. The American, what did they call him? The American voice?
No, the spokesperson.
Spokesperson.
American
that's
spokesperson
right.
for Yokozuna.
God, fuck.
This is like...
Okay.
It hurts my eyes to look at the lineage of the Smoky Mountain Wrestling Tag Team Championships.
Is Tracy Smothers on there a few
times?
No,
it's all the fucking Heavenly Bodies and the Rock and Roll Express.
Well, they had a hell of a feud, dude. That's what kept that promotion open for a long time.
And then you mix in like the Bruise Brothers.
The Thrill Seekers, they're on there? Jericho and Storm?
No, they never won the tag titles.
They never won the belts?
I don't think Smoky Mountain was around that long when they debuted there.
Well, they had a... fucking awesome match with. Oh, here you go. This is Jeff Jarrett with the North American.
Wait, aren't the Gangstas former Smoky Mountain Tag Champs?
Yes, they beat the Rock and Roll Express October 3rd, 1994. Awarded the title after threatening a racial discrimination lawsuit over the referee's decision in a loss to the Rock and Roll Express on September 16th, 1994 in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Wait, is that a storyline?
Yeah,
that
work? Yeah. No.
I was about to say, that's not a real...
Oh, God.
Imagine a judge being like, I'm going to award you... The tag team championship.
Can you tell me the participants of the dynamic duo tag team in SMW?
The dynamic duo? Ace Darling and Devin Storm?
No.
No. Tim Horner.
Oh, fuck you.
And
Tracy Smothers?
Yes, Tracy Smothers.
No.
Close?
No.
Bob.
I don't know. Close?
Bobby.
No.
R-Truth?
Bob Roop?
No.
And Bill Kazmaier?
One of them is still wrestling in the WWE.
Steve Blackman
is not wrestling.
Kurt Dustin Angle. Dustin Rhodes?
No.
Booker T.
Hold on.
Booker T doesn't fucking wrestle anymore.
Hold on. Let me think about this now.
Still wrestling. One
of
Kane, them. Unabomb, and Al Snow.
There you go.
Oh, nice. All right. Yeah. See, I knew that.
Kane's kind of. I didn't know they were mayor.
That's what they were called.
Do you know who the thugs were?
The thugs.
PG-13?
No.
That's what I would have went with. The thugs.
Brian Christopher.
You
and
mentioned
R-Truth.
One of them before.
R-Truth.
Tracy Smothers.
Okay.
And Dick Slater?
No. Bad Tony Anthony?
Yes.
Whoa, fuck yeah. Kevin!
Woo! Dirty White Boy.
Correct.
There you go.
T.L. Hopper.
God. Smoky Mountain was only around for 4 years.
I don't even think. Was it that long?
April of 92 to November of 95. 3 years. Jesus.
Such
Christ,
a magical
God,
place.
All those Midwestern promotions just blend into one to me. Like USWA, which Jarrett was. Wasn't he like a huge part of that too?
Huge part.
Or no, Eddie Gilbert. Was that
we
Eddie
got
Gilbert?
Research.
Was that Eddie Gilbert? USWA, or was that Jarrett? Jarrett was there.
Oh, it was all of them, dude.
Jarrett was there. Jarrett, USWA was Jerry Jarrett had bought.
Huh?
World Class.
You know.
And at this time, he had CWA, and he merged the two and created the USWA.
No. They had the big blow-off. It was Eric Embry and P.Y. Chuhai. That was the big match that...
P.Y. Chuhai?
He's not. As much as I want to think he's making it up, I know he's not.
I'm not. P.Y. Chuhai was a white wrestler who took on an Asian name because he was involved with Kabuki or something like that. It's really wacky. So they had this match.
Wasn't there a WCW guy? Wasn't
it was World Class. It was Eric Embry and the CWA, which I think was P.Y. Chuhai.
Was he like a big fat white guy?
Maybe. I don't remember what he looks like if you want to Google that, but
I don't even know how to spell P.Y. Chuhai.
They had this big blow off where they merged everything, and it was a sad day in the Sportatorium because they tore all the World Class banners down.
It's P.Y.
P.Y. and then
C.H.U.
No, P. Yeah, C.H.U. dash H.I.
There you go.
P.Y. Chuhai.
I see if I can tell who he is.
He's a fucking fat white guy.
Is that Bruno Sammartino?
No, I don't think that's him. Is that him? That's not him.
I don't know.
I think it's that dude in the middle there with the cowboy hat. Yeah. Try that one. Yes, I'm learning Japanese. There you go.
Who is that?
I have no idea.
Phil Hickerson is his name.
Did he work anywhere else?
Yeah, he worked in Continent CWA, and he was around in the NWA back in Tennessee. Him and Dennis Condrey were known as the Bicentennial Kings.
He has a morning show on the radio. Shane and Fi.
Yeah, he's a radio.
It's probably Shane.
He's a radio DJ at WYN 106.9 here in Jackson, Tennessee.
Is he really?
Yep.
Jackson, Tennessee, the home of Pie Chew High in the morning.
Well, after you lost the rights to the fucking Continental Wrestling or whatever it was, I think you'd have to turn to another career, right?
The Pie Chew Morning Show will get you high.
But if I remember correctly, that's how that all went down. And Eric Embry, who was like the only thing that was really left.
Look at this picture of Lawler, Bill Dundee, and him.
He's a small guy, huh? Wait, is that Eric Embry? I can't see.
No, it's Bill Dundee.
Oh, fuck. He looks like Honky Tonk Man in that picture.
Dude, I only remember Bill Dundee from Global.
Remember him in WCW?
Yeah, WCW.
As fucking Jeeves?
Yes, Earl Robert.
Yeah.
No, not Jeeves. He was fucking,
Sir
Sir William.
Sir William, Regal's guy. Button.
Fuck, can you man. Guess how many times Jeff Jarrett was USWA
37.
Champion?
I'd say 26.
37.
You're both wrong.
Are we in the middle? No. Is it in the middle?
It's lower.
All right.
14.
There you go. Look at that. Holy 14 shit.
14-time USWA champion. Twice with Matt Bourne. Twice with Jeff Gaylord. Once with Cody Michaels.
Do you remember Jeff fucking Gaylord?
4 times with Jerry Lawler. 3 times with Robert Fulton. Twice with Brian Christopher. He was the USWA Southern Heavyweight Champion 9 times.
9 times.
The Morning Show with Jeff Gaylord and Pie Too High.
Pie Too High.
Jesus.
There you go. Rocking and rolling all the way till 10 a.m. until Michael Kay.
Holy shit.
Fucking A.
All right, what about Jarrett's career in WCW? We're not talking about Jeff anymore? No. Come on, dude.
I will.
Listen, multi-time WCW champ, multi-time NWA world champ.
Even before that, U.S. champ, the whole thing with the horsemen coming in, thinking everyone thinking he was part of the NWO.
Slapnuts was over as bad as it
Slapnuts
was.
Slapnuts was terrible.
Slapnuts was over.
Fuck Vince Russo, bro.
Fuck Vince Russo, yes. Slapnuts was over.
The chosen. He was the chosen one before Drew McIntyre.
He was Vince Russo's fucking boy. That's why he got his job back in WWF in 1997, and that's why he got the fucking super push when he went to WCW.
But is that such a terrible thing? Look, I'm not hating on Jeff Jarrett's, like him as a wrestler. I think he's a great wrestler. He just didn't fit that mold as world champion for me. He just didn't. Keep him IC level, keep him US level. Him running the show, and his TNA run was mired with horseshit finishes.
Yeah, but everything he did, when he came back, right, to the WWF in 97, 98, after that, after the shit with the NWA, then he started with the guitar, and then he had Deborah. And the only reason he was getting over was because of Deborah, because people wanted to see her tits. That's the only only reason he was getting a reaction. Then he started doing the stuff with Owen, but all of his matches ended in a fucking DQ because of the fucking guitar.
He went,
he did the shoot where he shit all over Vince McMahon for saddling him with this. I was a rock star who was going to use the WWE to catapult himself into a mega country music star. Back to this NWA thing, right back to the gimmick he shit all over 6 months ago.
I kind of enjoyed him with Owen, though. And I thought they had a good
run. Wasn't he back with Colonel Robert Parker?
Tennessee Lee.
Yeah.
And Southern Justice.
Oh, yeah. That was the Godwins.
That was an awesome gimmick for the Godwins.
Southern Justice. Like Tex Slazenger and Shanghai Pierce.
That's right. Which one was which? Go.
I want to say that Pig was Shanghai Pierce.
Henry Godwin was the one with the mask. So whichever one that was.
Wasn't that Shanghai Pierce?
I don't know.
Henry Godwin.
No, Henry was Shanghai, and then
yes.
Pig was Tex.
Yes.
I watched Phineas's debut. Do you remember how they debuted Phineas in WWE? Just on a random match on Raw.
No.
I don't think they did vignettes for him.
Wait, didn't they debut Ice Train against them as Tex and what's his name?
I'm talking about in WWE.
Oh, I'm talking about WCW. I think Ice Train beat the shit out of both of them.
Oh, God. Are you getting up? Can you get me another drink, please?
Yeah, but I gotta shut the fucking
heat. Oh, it's only 1,000 degrees outside.
Yeah, I know.
I wish they had kept Southern Justice. Was pretty badass.
It was good.
It was hard to shake that Godwin's gimmick, though.
Well, even when they were, I enjoyed the heel Godwins too until fucking LOD paralyzed or broke Henry Godwin's neck.
Yeah, C4.
Dude, just like the fucking, like the evil, like just like the denim without the fucking bullshit bright colored shirts underneath and just badass dudes. I enjoyed the heel Godwins as a team, and then Southern Justice was actually a really good gimmick What? Why is he drinking beer?
Come on, dude. I haven't been here. Do you not know me anymore?
Matt hasn't. I don't think I've ever seen Matt drink a beer.
I do not enjoy beer.
Oh, did they score again? I'm sorry.
Anyway. Oh, did they score again? Oh, Tony got up to get Kevin a beer, and Kevin forgot Tony wasn't here.
And the Devils are playing right now. Anyway, but the Southern Justice, I agree. And with that music, they were a good act, total, as a group. Jeff Jarrett and Southern Justice.
We're not talking about Southern Justice going in the Hall of Fame.
Do you remember when Jeff Jarrett sang the Sawyer Brown song?
Can you remind us?
Are you going to sing it for us?
I will play you some Sawyer Brown Some Girls Do, which Jeff Jarrett sang on a...
Wait, this wasn't
Matt's
on,
cracking himself
this
up.
This wasn't on
Holy
TV.
Shit.
It was at Unforgiven.
Ooh. I'm here to stay.
Fucking country music sucks a bag of dicks, people.
When was this? Unforgiven what?
98. He sang alongside Sawyer Brown.
Oh, great. Wow, Jeff sounds good.
This is awful. I couldn't find any...
Is that him?
No, it's not him. Kidding me?
Well, let's see. I thought that was Jeff Jarrett singing.
Wait, you know what? I'm so confused. You said Sawyer Brown. I thought you were referring to Buzz Sawyer. And I'm like, do you remember when Jeff Jarrett sang the Buzz Sawyer song? And I'm like, what the fuck is the Buzz Sawyer song?
He said penis.
I don't even know who Sawyer Brown is.
I didn't know who he was either until I started doing research on fucking Jeff Jarrett yesterday.
I really thought you were talking about Buzz Sawyer. The fuck's the Buzz Sawyer song?
I don't know. Let me see.
I'm like, it's got to be good.
Oh, jeez Louise.
So, long story short, because we're like fucking 45 minutes into the fucking
show
already.
Spend my day.
I just don't see it. I'm sorry. He's a great worker, a great hand.
All right, let me ask you this.
But after he left that first time and he came back, it was awful. His shit in WCW was awful.
All right.
Awful. That whole, the Vince awful. Russo was like a fucking cancer on professional wrestling, too.
Well, you're not breaking any new ground making that statement on this show.
I'm not going to totally shit on Jeff Jarrett's run as a top guy in WCW. I thought that he worked enough and worked long enough to deserve the chance, and I thought he made the best out of what was given to him.
Bro, we're going to have Beetlejuice punch you in the balls,
see, everyone
bro.
Goes back to that fucking bullshit. That was just a sign of the fucking shitty-ass times.
No, it was a sign of fucking Vince Russo having a hard-on for fucking Howard Stern.
The fucking king of fucking swerves.
He even said it when Sean Mooney interviewed him last week. He's a mark for Howard Stern. He wants to get into radio to be like Howard Stern.
To that show?
Sean Mooney, yeah. Huh. He's got off-the-grid kind of guests. He interviewed Craig DeGeorge.
Fuck is that?
Craig DeGeorge from the old updates on Saturdays shows like Superstars.
He was
Wrestling
like the update
Challenge.
Guy before.
He was literally the guy before Sean Mooney.
Okay.
He interviewed Davey Boy Smith Jr. He interviewed Jim Johnston, which he didn't name one fucking song that Jim Johnston did. He's like, how about such and such? Oh, that was Jimmy Hart. Oh, how about such and such? Yeah, that wasn't me either. It was so awkward. It was great. Yeah, I listen to it all the time. I like it.
Okay.
All right, so, like, going back to Jarrett, I thought if Jeff Jarrett were on the card now in WWE, where would his spot be?
He would be making Apollo Crews look good.
Okay, I didn't phrase that question enough. Jeff Jarrett back then, like, if Jeff Jarrett, I think, right now would be, like, in, like, maybe like a Dean Ambrose role.
Or no.
A Seth Rollins, a top guy, but
no.
Not a top guy.
No.
I think Jeff Jarrett was fine.
He was fine.
I thought he made, just remember
what
WCW
was. You know
what's
fine? A fucking cheeseburger from Applebee's is fine.
Yeah, I guess so.
Fine doesn't like... I get it. It's the fucking WWE Hall of Fame, and there's always a rhyme and a reason for it.
I told you last week that the only reason why...
There's no story, though. What's the story?
It's a big story.
That he fucking quits? He's a quitter?
No, dude. He's been around, dude.
I know he's been around.
He went over a 25-year successful career in the wrestling business.
He made a lot of money.
He did. I don't know how many he drew, but, dude, he carried, for better or for worse... He carried fucking TNA through all the fucking lean years, dude. Through the years of the fucking dicks and the fucking pounds.
But when you go into the WWE Hall of Fame, they're not going to mention TNA.
They might now.
Now they have access to all the footage if they want it.
Especially because Aunt Dixie's up on the fucking table to come
There's
in.
No fucking way.
They can license any footage they want if they're willing to pay for it.
Oh, dude, they could get Ric Flair to show up to fucking go in the Hall of Fame as a TNA contracted wrestler.
And he was
contracted. Anything, dude, TNA needs money. Impact needs money. They've been losing everybody.
So if they want to show footage of Jeff Jarrett and TNA, they'll show footage of Jeff Jarrett and TNA.
Who's over there? They'll call Scott D'Amore. They'll be like, hey, here's a check for 20 grand.
Oh, God.
Give us some footage.
20 That's grand. All.
Do you remember the last episode of Nitro?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
With Vince McMahon watching.
F double I R double
no G double O N or G O
capital G double O double N double E
gone.
Didn't he fire Luger as well?
Yeah,
yeah, and then Luger killed.
And his whole survey thing was the only reason Buff Bagwell got signed or kept on for WCW.
I'm not, and I think Kevin, I think you're missing. I don't disagree with his spot in WCW at the time, because it worked. And if any wrestler was ever given the opportunity, like, you're going to be the champion, you're going to be on top, no one's going to be like, ah, it's not for me. I'm not saying he wasn't a main eventer guy. In WWF, that first run of his, where he was that ultimate heel chicken shit, that had legs. That had so much legs for him, especially if you think back, like, Brett's the champ. Shawn Michaels is the world champ at some point. Like, that would have worked.
I'm sure they did plenty of matches on loops.
Sure, on like a house show, yeah. But he was so upset that he had to lose the IC title and got called out for lip syncing that he walked out. That was the fucking story. He never let that play out, and he took the Road Dogg with him. Granted, the Road Dogg overcame that and eventually came back the second time Jeff Jarrett walked out. But what could have been? Like, maybe he didn't have to go spend that 1 year in WCW. Like, he's so good in the ring.
I think Jeff's problem with his WCW run was that he wasn't...
Which one?
The one with the world championship. Okay. The whole slap nuts and the Booker T feud and all that. They didn't give him an opportunity to shine. Don't forget, when he came up and Vince Russo was strapping the rocket to him and putting the belt on him, that was when the company was falling apart, Bischoff was fired, Hogan, the whole Hogan fiasco.
That's awful.
Where they stripped him of the belt. And then they just all of a sudden said, hey, guess what? Booker T is getting a shot because he deserves it. And then Booker T goes and wins the belt that night. You didn't do the guy any favors. You made him just a fucking stand-in because Hogan was fucked up.
But at that point, it was time to make a new star.
Yeah,
he thought Jeff Jarrett was the guy to make a new star.
But Jeff Jarrett, kind of-ish. Shit was bad, but he was also a victim of fucking circumstance with the Hogan thing. And that's unfortunate. I mean, Booker T had a chance to recover from that when Scott Steiner got pushed. And Scott Steiner, everything happened organically with him. With his freaks and fucking making fun of Ric Flair and making fun of Hogan and making fun of everybody. And then Booker T comes along and he's virtuous. He's the virtuous champion and he beats him. That's how those guys got built. And Jeff Jarrett, unfortunately, because of everything else, got lost in the shuffle. Not to mention that they put him in the ring with all the bullshit with, who was it? Tito Santana and
George Steele
and George
Jimmy
Steele
Snuka-fly.
And Jimmy Snuka. And he got fucked up from that. He got hurt. And he was offering to work the pay-per-views hurt, and Vince Russo told him, no, if you're hurt, stay home. And that fucked him up even more. Could he have had a better chance with it? Sure. Could it have turned out the same exact way? Sure. But I think because of those things happening to him, he didn't really get that chance to run with it. Would he run with it? I don't know. My guess is no, but he didn't really get a solid chance.
Well, my whole thing is, I think he got a hell of a chance, and he was a four-time WCW champion.
But his shit with Mongo was good stuff.
That's a different run.
But I enjoyed that shit in WCW.
That was fine. And I agree with you. I think more outweighs in Jeff Jarrett's favor in that last WCW run where he became the main event guy and was Vince Russo's boy and the chosen one. And I think more goes in Jeff Jarrett's favor in terms of where he was positioned as opposed to what may have been shortcomings of the run. So, like, when I look at Jeff Jarrett, I look at him as a solid WWE mid-card guy. I think you're selling his WWE run with Owen and with Deborah and all that stuff a little bit short.
You go watch his stuff when he is with Deborah. The only reaction he gets is because she is threatening to take her clothes off. He's getting zero reaction until he starts doing stuff with Owen. Stuff with Owen, I'm not saying it was terrible, but it's nowhere near as good as when he first came in, when he was this chicken shit heel IC champion.
But you have to, just like everything else, like how long can you do the same thing? You have to try to change your character up, and Jeff Jarrett, to his credit, again, you might not think that his character with as the don't piss me off guy was good. I'm not saying it was great, but I disagree. I think that it deserves a little more than it was all Deborah. I think Jeff got, I mean, maybe I will have to go back and watch it again, and maybe I am biased because he was a tag team with Owen Hart too, but I think that
I don't understand that sentence. Maybe I'm biased because so you just loved everything Owen Hart did.
No, I loved everything. I loved Jeff Jarrett as a character.
He wore the Owen Hart band to school.
I love that. I love that character. I get that,
but it's either you enjoy it or you don't. And if like everything Bret Hart did was, I hate his WCW stuff.
All I'm saying is that I'm trying to speak rationally to like not like over like state my point when I haven't watched it in a long time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, in my head, I remember loving Jeff Jarrett's character with or without Deborah. Now, if I go back and watch it again, will I enjoy it as much? Maybe I will, maybe I won't. But where I stand right now is that I enjoyed just about every single portion of Jeff Jarrett's career, other than maybe like the big fucking to-dos that Vince Russo had him do in WCW towards the tail end.
Look, you could take a look at who's in the Hall of Fame now, and you can easily see why Jeff deserves to be in there.
Right, and
look at all we just talked about with him.
Yeah.
The Allocades and the championships and who he worked with.
Allocades, nice. That's, I like that.
Accolades.
You know what that is? Oh. That's Lex Luger's mispronunciation of accolades.
Allocades.
But you look at other people that are in the Hall of Fame, and all I can say is why not?
No, of course. Why not? And that's fine.
I am not against him going in the Hall of Fame. He could have done things a lot better for certain things.
He had a good long
career. Yeah, no. Nobody's arguing against that. Yeah. The dude made money in the business.
And I think when we say this first ballot guys, it's not necessarily a first ballot guy, but he's a
there's no such thing as first ballot.
I know,
when it comes
but it's
to
just
WWE.
A term you throw out there when you
I mean, Jesus Christ, Bruno Sammartino took him fucking like 15 years.
Fuck off with this Bruno Sammartino shit.
First ballot Hall of Famer in wrestling does not mean the first time you're eligible. It means have you been the top guy at some point for a long, like that's what a first ballot Hall of Famer is.
Hey, Andre won two championships, the tag belts and the world title for 15 seconds. And he was the very first guy in the Hall of Fame, Kevin. I think he held like some mid-Atlantic tag belts with Dusty Rhodes for reasons I don't even understand that they had to surrender him because Andre went back to France to go work some more.
Let's see.
When people say first ballot, it's just like guys that Bruno Sammartino is a first ballot Hall of Famer. It just took him fucking years to get there. Like Jeff Jarrett is not a first ballot Hall of Famer, but to me, if you've held the world championship multiple times in one of the two major companies, and you're a first ballot Hall of Famer to me, maybe like 1A or 1B.
You can argue James Dudley. Everybody now argues Coco Beware.
Coco Beware is awful. That's not even there's no argument there.
Well, we don't have to get into that. We just talked about Jeff Jarrett for an hour. I'm sure we could do 2 hours on Coco Beware.
Andre the Giant was a NWA Florida Tag Team Champion with Dusty Rhodes, and he was an NWA United States Tag Team Champion, the tri-state version with Dusty Rhodes.
There you go.
He also
Dusty putting himself over.
He was also an MSG Tag League Champion. That's New Japan with Rene Goulet.
What?
Yeah.
It's so random.
And he was almost as random as like Al Snow and Kane.
No, it's almost as random as Hulk Hogan and Iron Mike Sharp.
He was the All Japan Pro Wrestling World's Strongest Tag Detrimention League Esports Special Award.
Oh, that's
Giant
a
Baba.
Special. That's a special
with Giant Baba.
Oh, and he won the IWA World Tag Team Champions with Michael Nader.
Oh, man.
I have no idea who that is.
No clue who that is either. He doesn't have a little tab. I can't click on him.
No, fuck him.
Rene Goulet.
Did we put a nice little bow
on? He was the NWA Austra-Asian Tag Champion.
Well, there you go. With Austra. Who?
Ron Miller.
Oh, Ron the Truth Miller.
Eat your heart out, Aku. You piece of shit.
I think this is a good time for us to take a break. Are we done talking about Jeff Jarrett?
We're an hour into the show already. There's so much more we have to talk about, Tony.
Yeah,
I understand.
It's Elimination Chamber is Sunday. We had the go-home show for Raw. We got news. We got notes. I got to take a leak.
And we'll be back.
Here's your chance to get some great merchandise and support the people that support us, the Shining Wizards. If you shop at Amazon, visit amazon.shiningwizards.com and click on your country's banner. Shop as usual, pay great low prices, and a portion of your purchase will support us. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried fresh food, easy to prepare, and absolutely delicious, go to shiningwizards.com and click on the Blue Apron banner to save $30 off your first order. If you like wrestling videos, visit shiningwizards.com and click on the IVP videos banner. Shop as usual, pay great low prices, and once again, a portion of your purchase will support the show. If you like great wrestling t-shirts designed for all of us, visit Collar and Elbow at collarandelbowbrand.com, where wrestling fashion meets street passion. Use the code WIZARDS at checkout and save 10% off your order. For all your lucha gear needs, visit luchashop.com. Once again, use the code WIZARDS at checkout to save 10%. The High Spots Wrestling Network offers over 2,000 hours of video content every month. Go to highspotswrestlingnetwork.com and use the code WIZARDS at checkout for your first month free. If you're interested in great lucha crates, visit our friends at luchaloot.com. Use the code WIZARDS at checkout and save 10% off your first crate. If you want wrestling shirts from today's brightest and biggest stars, visit Bottom Line Merch at bottomlinemerch.com. Zubaz. If you're not wearing Zubaz, you're just wearing pants. Visit them at Zubaz.com and don't forget to check out their lucha masks. If you're interested in starting a podcast, doing some designs for social media, or anything else that requires some technical savvy, visit our friend Brian Thompson at gauntletcreative.com. Support those who support us, the Shining Wizards.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at Inconclusive Pod or Facebook.com/Inconclusive Breakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
This is the Genuine Article, Sean Donovan, and I want you to listen to my brand new podcast, A Genuine Taste of Wrestling, which drops every other Wednesday on the Shining Wizards Network in association with B-Plus Player Radio. I'll be talking shop with professional wrestlers, both past, present, including the future of our sport. It's a candid conversation filled with opinions, experiences, stories, and everything in between. So join me and my guests and let us drop some genuine knowledge on you. What's up, everybody? It's your boy Dave Destruction Sturcio, and I'm here to talk to you about Destruction 101. It's a brand new podcast hosted by yours truly, Dave Destruction, exclusively every Wednesday night on the Shining Wizards Network and iTunes. Come join me as I explore the world of professional wrestling, professional sports, a little bit of MMA, and just a little bit of advice every week to get you through yours. I'll see you every Wednesday night exclusively on the Shining Wizards Network. You got V12, I got 12 V's.
Just when you thought I was out, they pulled me back in. That's right, it's your boy Gino Guts, and I'm back every other Wednesday. We're dropping a drink with Gino. What do you hear? What do you say? Only one way to find out. That's right here on the Shining Wizards Network and a B-plus player radio.
All right. I'm going to bang out some plugs real fast.
Bang, bang, bang.
Shut your mouth. All right. WrestlePro, WrestlePROonline.com. Friday, March 9th at the Columbia Club of Union in Union, New Jersey. 6 o'clock signing, 8 o'clock bell time. Darren Young takes on Falaba. Can't be in Union? Then make it out to the show on Saturday, March 10th in Brooklyn, New York at St. Pat's CYO Sports. 5:30 signing, 7:30 bell time. Kevin Matthews takes on Falaba. Delroy takes on Crowbar. Ali takes on Madison Rain, and much more. Go to WrestlePROonline.com. Smash Wrestling, smash-wrestling.com, presents the Fateful Eight Tag Team Tournament February 25th at the Phoenix Concert Center in Toronto, Ontario. The Smash Wrestling Championship is on the line, as well as Brett Banks takes on the Smash Wrestling Champion, The Beast, Frankie the Mobster. You'll get to see Ohio versus everyone, Killscreen, TDT, Super Smash Brothers, and more. Smash-wrestling.com. Standalone Wrestling, standalonewrestling.com is the website. Liftoff, February 24th. The Atlantic Cape County College, Building E. Doors are at 6. Bell is at 7. Tennille Dashwood, formerly known as Emma, takes on Brittany Blake. Plus, Joe Gacy, LAX, Brandon Kirk, LSG, KC Navarro, and more. Go to standalonewrestling.com for all your ticket information. On Point Wrestling, opwrestling.com. Turning Point on March 17th at the Compound in Blackwood, New Jersey. Drew Blood defends his OPW Championship as well as Anthony Deppen takes on Nick Gage. OPWrestling.com. House of Glory, HOGWrestling.net. Kicking it old school, March 10th at the New York City Arena, 9112, 144th Place, Jamaica, New York.
Jamaica.
Meet and greet is at 4 o'clock. Bell time is at 6. Juventud Guerrera, Super Crazy, Hardcore Holly, Brutus Beefcake, Mean Gene, and more are in the house. Be sure to check it out. Pro Wrestling Magic. WrestlingIsMagic.com. I Love It Loud, March 17th, 106 Bergen Avenue in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Already announced, Tommy Dreamer. Battle Club Pro, BattleClubPro.com. Welcome to War, March 3rd, at 106 Bergen Avenue in Ridgefield Park. Already announced, the Ugly Ducklings take on the Diamond Dogs. Danny Moff takes on Shane Mercer. Anthony Bowens is in action. LAX, Joe Gacy, my least favorite guest of the podcast, Trip Cassidy, and more. Go to BattleClubPro.com for all your ticket needs. Capital Wrestling, capitalwrestling.weebly.com. March 24th, the Capital Wrestling Anniversary, 301 Garden Street, Hoboken, New Jersey. Already announced, Matt McIntosh takes on Sonny Kiss, plus Darius Carter, Kyle the Beast, and more. Can't be there live? Watch it on Twitch. Wrestling Has It Tomorrow, wrestlinghasittomorrow.com. March 11th, they present to you What 3 at the Fenton Music Hall in Providence, Rhode Island. Doors are at 6. Bell is at 5. Swoggle, Super Crazy, they will be in the house, plus the debut of Brody King. Those are our plugs. Please support those that support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. That might be the fastest I've ever done the plugs.
Well, let's go ahead.
Oof. God damn.
God damn.
The fucking A, Kalisto. All right.
That was good. That was
all right, good. Where do we go from here, guys? Because we just spent an hour talking about fucking Jeff Jarrett.
Ted DiBiase Jr. wants to come back to WWE. Put out a video promoting his dad's documentary, The Price of Fame. It's out on iTunes.
You think enough time has gone by, Kevin?
What?
To talk about The Price of Fame?
Sure.
All about that bass, Ted DeBase.
Prize of Fame is a great documentary, but if you're looking, if you're looking for it to be about wrestling, it really isn't about wrestling. It's a lot about Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Kind of caught me and Kevin off guard, and we appreciated getting the pre-screener, and it was really cool because we actually felt like a legit show. We got a little sneak peek, and Ted was great, but man, it was hard to sit through. I'm sorry.
Wow.
That's the truth. I was expecting, from the trailer, you're expecting a wrestling documentary, and it's like the first like half an hour is a lot about wrestling, and the rest is about like his cheating on his wife and his family and what it did to him and the effect it had on his children and how he found God. It was really weird.
Yeah, but that's how it is, man. You know, you got to go through the trials and tribulations.
Yeah, do you?
Not all of it's in the ring.
That's true. Well, you want to talk about in the ring?
Oh! Segue!
Let's do a quick rundown of what we missed.
What we wist?
What we wist last
week.
Holy
fuck, dude.
They made the Fatal 4-Way, right? It was going to be Fatal 4-Way at Fastlane. It is. They now made it a Fatal 5-Way. And Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn last week on SmackDown, they individually had singles matches against Baron Corbin and Dolph Ziggler, respectively.
Jesus Christ!
Baron Corbin beat Kevin Owens, Dolph Ziggler beat Sami Zayn. So now at Fastlane, we got a 5-way. AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn versus Dolph Ziggler versus Baron Corbin.
All right.
So that, yes, that is what's going on at SmackDown. Tonight, if you are listening to this live, make sure you tune into SmackDown to watch Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, and Naomi battle the Riot Squad. Hopefully it's better than the six-man tag match from last night, the women's. Jokes on you. 205 Live, we are still in our Cruiserweight tournament.
That's right.
The finale is going to be at Mania, isn't it?
Yes.
Probably on the pre-show at like 4 o'clock.
Final matches tonight. For the first round, anyway.
Yes. Mark Andrews beat it. What an asshole.
Beat it.
Mark Andrews beat Akira Tozawa.
Really?
Yes.
What?
Awesome match, too. And then Drew Gulak defeated Tony Nese.
Yeah, my man.
She said, yeah. I said, no.
Good for Drew.
It was awesome. Great match.
I got the Drew Gulak no knee pads, no problem shirt on, by the way.
Yeah, you do, buddy. Sporting it. It looks good.
One of the greatest gifts ever.
Very creepy how much it looks like him, too.
Well, somebody thought it was David Starr until they realized it was Gulak on the tights.
It took me a second. Not going to lie.
Oh, that's funny. Happy belated birthday to David Starr and Daniel Morrison.
Cougar Mask. Danny Doring. There you go.
NXT, Pete Dunne beat Roderick Strong to retain the title.
What do you think about that?
What?
The UK championship. They really haven't done shit with it.
I think it's just something they get to break out. Every time that there's a big show, like a takeover.
Well.
And then they record a couple episodes for NXT. Like, that's really the only reason. And maybe like...
And they parade it around like Progress and IPW,
but it really
and all
doesn't,
that.
Doesn't mean anything. They really...
It's literally the closest thing we have right now to a legitimate like NWA champion.
Yeah.
Just somebody
yeah.
that just kind of wanders so. Around.
And it does serve, I just thought about this now, it does kind of serve when it's used as another championship on Impact, I mean on NXT brand.
I mean, Austin Aries might have it on Impact next week, you never know.
That's true, because he's fighting Pete Dunne somewhere, Chicago, right? Somewhere.
Yeah, maybe.
That's so weird.
Shayna Baszler beat Ember Moon by DQ. They're still going with that.
She's still the champ, Ember?
Yes, she is still the champ. Kerry Sane interfered, causing the DQ. So the pirate,
that's the new Asian girl, right?
She won the Mae Young Classic. She's not new.
No, but she's like the one that replaced what's her name when they brought her up?
Asuka?
Yeah.
You racist.
Wow.
What? You get rid of one, you got to bring up another.
She was already there.
Ah, whatever. She really wasn't there.
She won the Mae Young Classic. She was there. She's a fucking pirate. An Asian pirate to boot. Which is just weird.
She's Canadian too, to boot?
Maybe. Impact Wrestling, Thursday night.
Woo!
Yay! Holler. Bobby Lashley beat Sami Callihan by DQ.
Callahan?
Callahan.
It's his tag team partner, Calafoot.
They beat up Bobby until Eddie Edwards made the save. We still got the LAX Trevor Lee, Caleb Conley thing going on. Rosemary defeated Hanaya the Huntress.
Kevin's corpsing.
It's good. I'm just going to power through. EC3 and Tyrus defeated Johnny Impact.
EC3?
Oh, he's still on the tapings. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Brian Cage debuted. He defeated John Cruz, the X Division champion. Ishimura defeated El Hijo de Fantasmo to retain his title. And Aries defeated Eli Drake.
Wait, Austin Aries?
Yes, he's the he's the Impact champion, bro.
I thought he left.
He's a champa.
He's back. He's the champ, bro.
The champ that runs the camp.
Jesus, you think you would fucking keep up on what goes on in the world of professional wrestling since we do a fucking wrestling podcast.
Jesus! Sorry.
So that's essentially what happened in the last week.
We were talking about Fastlane. What happened?
We were talking. That was the SmackDown portion. Then I powered through NXT and 205 Live and Impact to get to Monday Night Raw.
And yet we couldn't power through fucking Jeff Jarrett.
That was a fucking great conversation.
Jeff Jarrett should be spent 2 hours talking about Jeff Jarrett.
Wait,
career.
Kev, he said conversation.
I don't care what
he can't even talk.
It's fine. It's Matt. What do you want?
Yeah, what do you want?
In your face,
asshole.
It can be banned.
God. Last night,
I laugh at one joke he makes, and now he goes,
"Oh yeah, you've opened Pandora's box." Oh,
fuck you both.
Dummy,
I'm
because I'm bizarre.
All right.
Beat that again.
Why? Why?
Titties.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
All right.
White people are so scared of black people.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Stop it.
All right. I'm ready to get back into some serious wrestling talk.
Hey, shut up, fat balls.
He's fat! Fucking right in the pussy.
Yes, it's true.
Play my favorite, please.
I like turtles.
Pat is gay. Pat sucks dick. Pat fucks guys.
I don't even know what that's for.
I have no idea either. Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Holy shit.
All right. Can I?
Yeah, all right, yes, you can be serious.
Not be serious, please. If you listen to this fucking podcast. Am I asking a lot here, Tony?
Oh, boy.
If we go like 3 minutes over 9 o'clock, we're okay, right? You're going to keep recording?
9:03?
I don't want to fucking stop the show at like 8:57.
Well, then stop talking about stopping the show and keep moving forward.
Well, I just don't want to, you know, later when the clock is shorter.
That's right.
Kevin's got my
fucking
my feeling.
Boo. All right,
so you do know, since you're so up on the professional wrestling and you didn't know Austin Aries was the fucking champion.
Yes.
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 You do know there's a pay-per-view Sunday.
Yes.
What's it called?
Elimination Chamber.
Okay.
Yeah, and I know there's a fast lane. Hardy har har.
This is that's
wonderful.
This is the last Raw brand pay per view.
I understand that.
And Fastlane is the last
ever. Yes. I know. Because they're not doing that shit anymore, and it's about friggin' time.
Why? You didn't like the split
brands? No, it's stupid.
Why is it stupid?
16 shows a month. As you can see, I barely have time for the regular shows. 16 a year, sorry, Kev. That's got me fucking crazy.
Good. What's wrong with more wrestling?
No.
You don't think it's going to murky up the storylines and the waters when they have to put these guys on?
No. Because then they could fight against each other, and then they could have invasions, and they could have brand supremacy
invasions.
Like they like to do every November.
All right. So after Mania, there's Backlash, Money in the Bank, Extreme Rules, SummerSlam, Hell in a Cell, TLC, Survivor Series, Clash of the Champions.
All right. Great.
So you went from 16 back down to 12.
All right, fine,
you're
good.
Content with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
Can you Sammy Kala handle it?
No.
Correct. Ding.
I wish I had celebration music.
Fat.
There you go. Kevin's gonna spit all over your fucking couch. I can't wait.
Keep it up. We coming for you.
You idiots.
Fuck it.
Are you done?
Yeah, well, you have eight.
God. All right, 12 pay-per-views, yes.
Okay. Last night, go home for the Elimination Chamber. You didn't watch this at all.
No.
So they announced Sunday that they were doing a gauntlet match.
Okay.
With all seven participants of the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, why there need to be seven participants now, whatever. Go ahead.
Because Jason Jordan's hurt, Tony.
Oh, boo fucking
who. And he had to have neck surgery, so he's out.
Good
so they
for
have
him.
To do something with Seth Rollins.
No, they don't.
But they do.
No, they don't.
Seth Rollins is money.
No, he's not.
Son.
No, he's not.
He's the modern Jeff Jarrett.
He's old.
Well, he's better than Jeff Jarrett.
No, he's not.
Modern day Jeff.
Seth Rollins scored two pinfalls last night. He beat Roman Reigns and John Cena. And he was in the ring for over an hour.
Oh, good for CrossFit Jesus. I hope he fucking wins a medal.
Oh, my
CrossFit
God.
CrossFit Jesus.
You never heard him called that?
I am not surprised at the nickname. I'm surprised at the malice and hate in your voice.
Dude, there's only one guy that you're going to have malice for Sunday night, and his name is Roman Reigns.
Oh, wow. That's fucking awesome.
That's pretty good.
Fucking
yeah.
great, dude. He's going to win it all.
I don't have malice
this
for
This is
it,
all smoke and mirrors to take you away from the fact that Roman
but
Reigns
he
is
didn't,
won.
But he didn't win, though.
It's okay. It's all right.
Why should I have a problem with Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania?
No, you shouldn't have a problem with it. I'm just saying, smoke and mirrors right now.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves yet. Let's talk Raw first, because we've got to do our predictions, too, for the chamber.
We do have to do our predictions.
The ass chamber.
So it starts Seth Rollins and Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Fuck. Now he's got to stop and play
fuck
music.
Me.
Yeah,
no,
then you wonder why we're going to go till 9:03.
Shut the fuck up!
To the wee hours of 9:03.
All right, we're fucking here once every 6 weeks. You shut your mouth.
Yeah,
let's
you
do
bitched
a podcast.
And, you bitched and moaned about the fucking setup.
There was no setup.
Oh my
goddamn orangutan.
Goddamn. Oh, I'm an orangutan? It's not a tang, it's a tan.
Yeah, fucking isolate it. There you go. What's Kevin's got? Pop ups on the screen? What are you doing, Kevin?
Kev, what are you
just
doing?
Up rocks?
Up rocks. The results are raw.
I didn't realize Up rocks was the bastion of fucking wrestling information. Why are we not at PW Insider?
Because there's a lot of spyware.
Mike Johnson
site.
Is very wrong. There's a lot of pop ups.
Mike Johnson's corrupt.
I love them, but that's a site that I try not to go to anymore.
Oh, you heard it here first. No,
if I did the elite membership and paid, no problem. But
yeah, because you're a cheapskate, he's gonna fuck you in
Listen,
your ass.
I work fucking part time.
That's
for
true.
The town.
Kevin is when it comes to the professional wrestling, Kevin is a little cheap. I'm not gonna lie.
What do you mean?
Spend my days avoiding PW Insider.
I still go there. I just take the risks.
If you didn't have the hookup, would you pay for 8x10 autographs?
I have. No, I paid for Paul London's. I paid for who's who else did I
You
pay
clearly
for?
Have not drank enough yet.
No.
I paid for Paul London's. I paid for some in the past.
Okay. We had a conversation once. You may have been very drunk though.
What, did I say that I never paid for
You him? Said you would never pay for autographs.
No, that's fine. I wouldn't if it wasn't for this. I would never pay to get one for me, personally.
Not even Bret Hart.
No, it's different.
I paid for Bruno.
I've paid for a Bret Hart.
Okay, I don't know if you paid for a Bret
but
Hart.
But it wasn't, they wouldn't let me personalize it.
Oh, how'd you pay for Bruno? Did you give him a bunch of empty shells? Because that's what he accepts, because he's so fucking old.
What, boxes of shells?
Yeah, boxes of fucking seashells.
Yeah, I brought him a fucking case of Barilla macaroni. That's what
Can't
he wanted.
Wait till he's fucking
A couple
dead.
Jars of grandma sauce. That's not nice. The hell you say, you
I would 100% pay for an 8x10 for the wall.
I would 100% pay to kill Bruno Sammartino. I agree, Kevin.
What?
Me and Kevin are on the same page here. We're
right,
going to put
good.
a hit on him.
Great.
You know, Bruno Sammartino, when I was using LJN figures, he was my axe when I made Demolition.
You painted on Bruno Sammartino. You fucking heathen.
That's right.
He was already hairy enough.
You fucking heathen.
It was Crayola washable markers, though, but he was my axe.
Smart.
Fancy man.
Yeah. Okay, so.
The double
gauntlet
duty.
Match.
Yeah.
Longest wrestling match on TV.
Ever. Ever, ever, ever.
I think so.
With commercial breaks.
An hour and 40 minutes?
Something like that.
Is that what it came in at?
Which is weird because mentioning Bruno, I thought he had the old record.
He did have the old record.
He did a Broadway with... Oh, shit. I know he did a...
Pedro?
He did a 75 with Pedro, but this was somebody else.
Yeah, I've read this somewhere,
too. He had
too,
an 80-minute with somebody else. I can't remember where? Who it was, though.
Do you remember where?
I got to be the Garden.
Let's Google this.
Zabisco?
No.
No, definitely not Zabisco. Zabisco can't go 20 minutes. He's going to go 80.
How the fuck do I know? Koloff? No.
No. Pompero Firpo?
Who?
Pompero Firpo.
No. Here we go.
Marco Mikhail wasn't Cicluna? Around then, was he?
Killer Kowalski?
No, that's Nikolai Volkoff at 53 minutes.
Whoa, Nikolai!
Against Bruno. God, Ambrose and Luke Harper at a... Oh, God. Extreme Rules 2015. Ambrose and Luke Harper went 55 minutes?
What? Wait, was that something where they left and they had two other matches and then they came back? Because that shit can't count.
Oh, maybe.
It was a battle of the guinea tees.
Oh, watch your mouth.
Whoa, I'm Italian.
I'm working my way to number one. Just fucking pontificate.
Is it one of those, like, you have to click a page for
each?
Yeah, oh, fuck.
It just came
hand.
Out 11 hours ago, though, so it's updated.
Oh, well, there you go.
There you go, right?
So you have to get to number two. So you have to
Bruno Gorilla came in at number three at 70 minutes.
Gorilla Monsoon went 70 minutes with Bruno.
Yeah, it was a really... Waldo Von Erich.
There you go.
81 minutes, 1964.
God damn.
Woo!
Oh, God, that's got to be fucking unwatchable. It's a fucking bear hug.
I'm not going to lie, Tony. He's probably right.
Yeah,
it's probably unwatchable.
This gauntlet match was 146 minutes and 55 seconds.
Yeah, but it...
I know. It's not really one match because it's a gauntlet and it's all these different matches. Bro, Rollins shine, though.
I don't doubt it.
I don't think he's going to win the...
Chamber,
but I think they're... I think this was huge. He pinned Rollins. Not Rollins. Jesus.
Fuck, we're not
Roman and Cena.
He pinned Roman and Cena.
Do we need 906 tonight? Is that what you're saying?
We might need 906. He pinned Roman and he pinned Cena. He looked awesome. And then they worked the knee injury and Elias comes in next and he gets the pinfall. And the crowd went awesomely wild. And I love Elias.
Well, because Elias, he's hot right now, dude.
I want to walk with him.
So John Cena got pinned by Seth Rollins and Elias back-to-back weeks on Raw.
Yes.
So they're building him up as sympathetic, so if he wins, he gets the shot.
They're doing... I love the new look that they have with Raw.
No, they're... And look, I get why they're doing this, and this build is unbelievable that they're trying to make it seem like, hey, we don't... Look, it could have easily been Roman Reigns 2 weeks ago at the Rumble.
Look, first of all...
Could have easily been.
It's rude to cut me off when I'm speaking to you.
It's very true.
Since you did not watch Monday Night Raw last night, I was saying that after these guys got eliminated, they did the old school double box where some broad, I want to say Charlie Caruso.
Yes.
Interviewed these guys about their exit, which was, I don't know, it's just cool.
Did she really interview them or was she just like, oh, Seth, your thoughts?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks, dude.
Well, she's not fucking Mean Gene.
Well, nobody is, dude. That's the problem. Everybody just stands there and goes, eh, here's a microphone. Like, why don't they just... I'm surprised WWE just doesn't have, like, a reality show confessional box where, like, just somebody just opens the door, sits down, talks into an empty room, and then just fucking leaves 2 minutes later.
That's actually not a bad idea.
See, why don't they just do that? Why do they need Charlie Come Lately over here going, oh, here you go, here's the microphone for you.
I guess because no one does that anymore, and WWE tries to stay current with what people do.
It's just, it's worthless.
Like, why do they do like the TMZ style WWE.com shit?
And they make such a big deal. They're like, oh, NBC reported earlier today that Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah, because you know what? We called NBC and we're like, hey, do you want to report this?
Yeah. And
NBC didn't make any scoop. WWE reaches out to them.
But it's such see-through bullshit for us. But
yeah, but we're not the audience that they're catering. You have to move past the Mean Genes, and you just need to accept that you will never see anything like the 80s, you will never see an Attitude Era again.
I don't need to see an Attitude Era, but it would be nice for your backstage interviewer to have a little bit of a personality and a little bit more interaction than just going, what's your thoughts?
The what's her name is good. The Charlie Caruso, if that's who we're
talking
about.
That's the one we just shit on.
God, Kevin, stop watching the fucking devil.
No.
He looked at his phone and then he looked at
wait, I, listen. No.
I gotta go walk my dog. I'll see you later.
I am not shitting on her. I'm shitting on what that's, she's being directed to do that. When she's on those TMZ things, whatever, as bad as they are, all they do is serve a purpose to stay current with what people watch. She's not bad.
If she asked you to shit on her, would you?
No.
If she was like, Kevin, you know what makes me so wet? If you took a shit right on my chest.
All
right.
If she says, then you can have sex with me, then maybe. But
yeah,
I don't
but
think
the shit's going to be on her chest.
Yeah,
you have
she doesn't
sex.
Shower.
No.
And you can't
no.
flip her over.
Kevin, can you pull up a picture of this Charlie Caruso?
Dude, you shit on Charlie Caruso's chest, and then she fucking like gives you like a cowgirl. And it's just dripping off her fucking rotisserie nipples. And that's
I don't even know how do you spell fucking Charlie for a girl?
Charly.
Yeah, maybe? L. There you go.
Caruso. She's Gino's daughter. She's got big fucking pepperoni tits.
Pepperoni nipples. No, can't whatever. Have pepperoni tits.
Well, you can.
You can have sausage
unfortunate.
Tits. Bologna tits. Fried egg tits.
Let's see. She's hot.
She's very hot. She's serviceable.
That's
sure.
not her. That's not her.
She's serviceable?
Yeah, she's got like four is and a half head one, in that is, one picture.
She did the ring announcing for the house show that I at NXT.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for her.
Now, but that was that the one that was doing the interviews last
yes.
night? Okay. I'm thinking of somebody else then.
Look at that.
Are you thinking of Kelly Kelly? Kathy Kelly?
Kathy Kelly, yes.
Wait, Kelly Kelly's sister?
No, Kathy Kelly's cute too.
She does the TMZ like
yes.
style
on,
show.
Face Space?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, she's whatever. I don't.
So she asked you to poop on her and then make love to her. You would?
I would not.
You would not?
No.
You're that worried about the poops?
I don't. No, yeah. I just wouldn't do it.
Kevin doesn't like
just
the poops.
Flip her over.
No, you
said
can't.
You said I couldn't.
I didn't say that. Maybe Tony did.
Well, either way, I wouldn't do
it. Is it the sight of the poops or the smell?
It's just the humility of the thing.
Yeah, but she asked for it.
I wouldn't do it.
No.
No. 100%. 99%.
Can I ask a personal question?
Uh-oh. Sure. No, actually, don't. No, you can't.
Oh, okay.
Was that it?
No, I got nothing. I was going to ask you a question.
Was that Ken? I thought it was Can You Quack.
No, it was not Can You Quack. I was going to ask you if you ever fucked a girl in the butt.
No.
Me either. Right, you?
Never.
All right, well, that just, you know, I was going to say, what if you get a little poop on your penis?
Yeah, what if you came out
That's
with
why I won't do it.
What if you had a fudge pop?
Weird, right? Anyway.
Put a finger up one, though. Yeah. That's
about it. How did that feel?
That's about it. Yeah.
Finger in the butt?
No, that was an impulse. I regret it.
Really?
All right, let's move on.
Were you walking funny after you did it?
Did you smell your finger after you stuck it in the butt?
No.
Kevin, give it up.
I immediately washed it.
Immediately. You stopped all
no,
the action.
No, when we were done, I immediately washed it.
Kevin was banging like a doctor with his hands ready for surgery, just holding it in the air.
It was... Yeah. I didn't even hear that. What'd you say?
You're holding your hand in the air like a surgeon getting
Let
ready
someone,
to...
Someone wipe this, like right now.
Stuck it in her mouth.
All right, let's move on.
Give her a fish hook.
Do you ever put a finger in a girl's butt?
In her butt?
Matt?
Like in the hole?
No, what else is the butt? Like, what do you mean?
Well, she's got the butt is round.
No, you can't, unless she's got like...
You can put your finger between her butt cheeks.
All right. You're so...
He's probably a bigger gay queer faggot than that other fucking...
Wow, really, Jim Cornette? Really?
I'm sorry, Jim.
No, I've never actually stuck it like I might have rubbed the out. The
All right, let's move on.
I may have touched the
butt. I'm sorry, I asked.
We're going to need 809.
908.
Edit this.
Whatever. But I never stuck a digit in a butthole. Like,
oh, my goodness gracious. Well, there's a pay-per-view on Sunday.
There is.
Oh, boy.
Predictions.
Elimination Chamber, go home. The fucking match was super long, an hour and 40-something minutes. And then there was more Raw after it.
Well, there you go.
All right. I'm going to sound racist.
Oh, my God.
Don't let the Asian people cut a fucking promo if they can't speak English.
Oh.
The Asuka promo was fucking awful.
I wish I had some Ching Chong music here.
Let me see if I can find it.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that was...
No, you both were...
You don't think the promo was awful? Oh, you didn't see it either, because you don't get sound at the bar.
Wait, do you need Asian promo finding music?
No, I don't need Asian promo finding music. I just need the fucking promo, because it was fucking awful. It was so bad.
I win the Rumble.
You could... It was...
But you don't think that's some of the charm of it?
No, what is so charming about it, where you can clearly see she's struggling to cut a promo, and at one point she just stops speaking so she could regain her thoughts. Why even put her in that situation?
I don't know. I don't even
isn't
know what
that
I'm doing here.
Isn't that part of the appeal of Asuka and Shinsuke, that they don't speak, that they're mysterious? It was bad. I'm sorry. What
I think,
is,
I think
what
it
is
makes
this?
I think it makes them
fucking
endearing.
Daft Punk?
No. Bag Raiders.
You enjoy a bad promo?
But is it bad if you know that they're not from here and don't
here
have a good grasp
stay
on
make
the English language?
Yes.
Yet they're still
lucha thing.
They're still trying to, like, so if someone came to your restaurant, right? And someone
this is it. First of all, I'm going to let you know now,
I
this is a terrible example, Kevin, because I am not number one in customer service.
All right, well, here you go. If someone,
no,
if someone
you're
went
not
to
pleasant
somebody else at your restaurant, they wanted food, but don't necessarily know the best English, and still tried to order food, would you be like, fuck you, stop talking, get the fuck out of here, you don't deserve to have a job, or do a part of your job?
No, first
God,
of all,
Kevin
first
got
of all,
angry at
ordering
your lack
food
of,
isn't a job. If you're a customer, you're ordering food to eat.
I went a little nuts at the end there.
If her job is, she's a professional wrestler, right?
Wrestler.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
I love professional wrestling.
Where did you come from tonight?
I am geeked up, bro.
I took him to the hat before the show.
This is, look, this oh is some well-needed fucking outside the apartment time, okay?
Yeah, this is...
But you've made your opinion on this known a million times that you hate when Shinsuke cuts promos.
Yes, this was 10 times worse.
Oh, I found Shinsuke's promo. You want to hear it?
No, because it's... No, that's not.
Wait.
That's not
all right,
a promo.
That.
That's not a promo.
Oh, my God.
Does WWE have a YouTube channel?
Yes, yeah. It's on Tout.
I'm going to find this fucking promo.
Oh, my God. Can we
it
move
on?
It
was bad.
All right,
I'm sorry.
It was bad.
It was bad.
Great,
Titus
whatever.
Worldwide beat the bar.
Oh, he's now Apollo now. No more Cruz.
Yeah, no more Cruz, right?
Apparently, Terry Crews was none too happy about him using the Cruz name to begin with. There was
is
a
that
little,
why it happened?
I don't know. He said it said he stole his name for Apollo Cruz, and they had a tweet that he put out like two or three years ago, where he's like, "Oh, congratulations to Apollo, do the name proud," or some shit like that. And then they said that they were actually negotiating to bring Terry Crews in at some point, I guess to be his second, and they said negotiations fell through.
The guy from the Old Spice?
Terry Crews, yeah. Macho Camacho Presidente, whatever the hell his name was.
Ready? Ready?
Yes.
Are you on?
If Nia defeats you this Sunday at Elimination Chamber, not only will she have broken your streak, but she's also going to be added to the Raw Women's Championship match at WrestleMania. How concerned are you about your WrestleMania match becoming a triple threat?
I control my own destiny.
Love it.
She control?
Okay. She's good, right?
My destiny is to win the championship at WrestleMania!
She's doing good. She's doing good, right?
Nia's had some pretty bold things to say, that she doesn't fear you and that she believes she is the only woman that can break your streak. What's your response to that?
Nia likes to talk. But on Sunday, she will not be talking. She will tap out.
Oh, wait a minute. They edited the fuck out of that.
That was good.
She will tap out.
They edited out her her boff, her botching.
Her boff.
No, they edited that shit out.
Holy shit.
Have you seen the Asians' boffs?
Fucking awful. Fuck that noise. Not
care.
As bad.
I don't care.
Not as bad as the fucking the woman's tag match at the end of Raw.
I thought she did a good job, dude. Why are you hating on Asians?
Yeah.
Jeez, really?
For real.
He's so flustered. Look at his face.
I'm not flustered.
Flustered.
Don't look at my face.
Don't look at my face.
Don't look at my fucking face.
And we wonder why Jeff Jarrett's not calling in tonight.
I know why, because he's raising someone else's kids. Spend my day working hard on the go. That's how we're going to end this show. We're all going to fucking sing. The
sure.
six woman tag match that closed out Raw was awful.
Was it of the drizzling variety?
Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville aren't
who?
Ready. Mandy Rose
and
Sonya Deville.
Oh, Sonya Deville's the braid girl.
Yes, she's okay. The lesbian.
She's delightful. Is that what you said?
No, lesbian.
Oh,
I said lesbian.
Well, there you go.
I mean, she's come out and said it.
That's okay. Sorry, it's not a gay moment. Go ahead.
Look at this. Breaking news.
Look at this.
Billy Kay and Peyton Royce have both been off of WWE TV because they both underwent breast enlargement procedures.
Nice!
Oh, there you go.
Good for them. Good for them. Maybe they could have been used in this six-man. Sasha, Bailey, Mickey James, Alexa Bliss, they're good to go for the chamber. Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville were bad. It was a bad showing last night.
Oh, maybe they'll have a quick exit.
I don't know, man. They did a weird thing too where they like
is like, the women's chamber match closing the show?
I don't
if it is.
I don't think so.
It could.
Oh, yuck.
It could. I don't know one
Maya
way or the
match
other.
Gonna be good.
She's not in it.
No, she's taking on Nia Jax.
Maya match. I gonna win.
She doesn't sound like
she
that.
She got stuck. She was talking. She was channeling Andre a little bit there.
They fucking edited the shit out of that.
That's
all
right, dude. They run a million.
No, it's not all right because it completely defeated the purpose of my argument.
You were going to argue anyway.
And it made me look like a box of tools.
So what else is going to happen at Elimination Chamber? Just
what else
those,
is going to happen?
Yeah, those three matches. What else we got?
We got Bray Wyatt versus Matt Hardy.
Great.
Which is, that ship has sailed.
Yep.
Gonzo.
Yep.
That whatever they did last night was terrible.
Yep.
Terrible.
Because WWE felt the need to put Matt Hardy with
another one.
Put Matt Hardy with Bray Wyatt for no other reason that they're both the creepy, stupid, eccentric characters. That's why.
Go!
That's soccer, dude.
No, I see it on Kevin's phone. The devil just got scored on.
That's a replay. It's
an
admission.
Sucker!
Wow. Sucker's got to know.
Sucker. The Matt Hardy thing is awful. It's done. It's ruined.
Yep.
Ruined.
Yep. Yep. Hey, you know what else is ruined?
What?
Rich Swann and WWE's relationship.
Yeah, he has been officially released.
He's been eliminated.
They've mutually agreed to part ways.
Which means they fired him.
Well, I mean, whatever.
They told him there's a chance you might be able coming Thanks, back. Kevin. And, you know.
He's already booked for House of Hardcore.
All right, good for him.
He's a talented dude. He's nice. I like him.
Yeah.
I could call him a friend.
Him and his wife have to not be so violent with each other.
Yeah, in this day and age, it's hard to say.
And she came out immediately on social media after saying nothing but good things about him, praising him and stuff like that.
Yeah, so. most victims
yes,
do.
That's fair, too. I mean, that's fair.
Look, I don't know their relationship, but that's a black eye for WWE.
It is a black guy for WWE. Well, not anymore,
and
though.
And her, too, apparently. But,
Did you want to finish going over this Elimination Chamber?
Yeah. Do you want to do predictions now? Or?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's get that out of the way just so
yes.
we have more time. 906, baby. Woo, woo. We're on TBS time tonight. All right. Woken. Oh, God, it's fucking awful. Matt Hardy, Bray Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt's going to win that one.
Matt Hardy.
No way Matt Hardy wins.
Matt Hardy.
No way. No way.
Would you be surprised if Bray Wyatt lost another high-profile pay-per-view match?
No, because this is not high-profile of the other caliber that he's been losing. He's going to win this one.
If he beats Bray Wyatt, then Sister Abigail can show up, and then all that drag that they dressed him up him in for the Finn Balor thing, they can use
it. Oh, you think they're stretching this to WrestleMania?
Sure.
Yeah.
Because they haven't even... All they've done is laugh at each other.
You know what's going to happen?
Borash works there now, man.
Bray Wyatt's going to wind up doing something with somebody else, and Matt Hardy's going to be in the third annual Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Third?
Or whatever, fifth, whatever the hell they're up to.
Fourth?
And Rob Gronkowski's going to win and eliminate him, and that's going to be it. You know, they're talking about signing Gronk. They want...
Well, if he decides to retire from the
he'll be a NFL. He'll be a movie star.
Ugh. Ugh. He's a piece of dog shit.
Yep.
Asuka, Nia Jax. If Nia Jax wins, she's added to the triple threat match. I mean,
yeah, but Asuka's also undefeated. Is it WWE style to take her down a peg before she gets her big win? So this way they can say, hey, I beat you once, I can beat you again, and they string that feud out for the summer. As much as I like that argument, I got to go with Asuka. I think you got to keep her strong going into Mania.
Until you mentioned the undefeated thing, I was like, they got to have a place for Nia, and they really like her, so why not make it a three-way? Ooh, Matt, you go first. I'm not
I think they
yet.
Stick with Asuka. I think they owe it to her to give her her moment. And
oh, after that killer promo she had? Absolutely. What? She crushed it, dude.
No, she didn't. They heavily edited the fuck out of that.
Solid promo.
She's bumbled through it like I bumble through this show.
That's but the irony of the
I think
whole
Asuka, she won the first ever Women's Royal Rumble. I think it would sully the match at WrestleMania, being that she's the first ever female Royal Rumble winner to have to put her in a triple threat.
Yeah, girl power. Woo. Sorry.
What is with you hate women,
No, I just hate it because Stephanie McMahon wears it like a badge of honor. Like she had
fucking she's allowed to.
Whatever. She wears a badge of honor for the women. She wears a badge of honor for Connor's Cure and the fucking Warrior Award. She, like, everything's so wonderful she takes charge of. And then everything else that goes to shit, that's my dad.
Well,
whatever, dude.
It's fucking human nature. Nobody wants to say, yeah, this episode's great, but the last one, Matt really shit the bed on it, huh? Listen to that echo.
Yeah, but you always shit the bed, dude. It's kind of your thing.
That's powerful.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
That's what people tune into. That you think they tune in to hear me? No.
No, they definitely don't. Look at the numbers. Well,
oh, you see? Well, you shit on me and I fucking chuckle.
Well, you are podcast cancer.
A little giggle. Little so, Kevin, who do you think, Oscar or Nia? He's going Nia. I know he is. You can see in his face. No?
I'm going Oscar.
But she's beautiful.
I'm going Oscar.
Fuck you, you piece of shit. What are you, fucking grim?
No, I'm not grim. I didn't fat shame her.
You fat shame her all the time on the show.
No, Dick. I just said I don't see how she's that attractive. I don't find her attractive.
Kevin, can we get a picture of Nia?
Yep.
Oh, thank really?
Yeah.
Again?
She looks great.
Oh, yeah, sure. All right, what else is great about this show that we're going to fucking waste our time on Sunday?
The Women's Elimination Chamber, Tony.
Oh, Christ.
Alexa Bliss has to step into the women's first ever Elimination Chamber, and she has to defend her title.
Which is so unfair.
Against Bayley.
So, yeah, good.
Mandy Rose.
Wonderful.
Mickey James.
And the Bull Dykes.
Sasha Banks.
Oh, my fuck.
Oh, sorry.
And Sonya Deville.
Well, there you go. Is that related to Miss Deville, like Kayla Sparks' old partner?
No.
Fuck.
She has a very pretty face. Look at that one right there.
Yeah, whatever.
See that one right there?
Yeah, great. Hey, I like that shirt she's wearing.
Yeah, I got that for you for Christmas.
Yeah, I know, Dick.
It's the greatest present ever.
She has a very pretty face.
No, this is a great present.
I think she's attractive.
Yeah, she's fine.
That's not bad.
Whatever.
That's not bad either. Whatever. She looks good.
Yeah, great. Go shit on her chest, Kev.
Yes or no, Kev?
Yes. No.
All right, so Nia Jax or Asuka? Who'd you pick?
I picked Asuka.
Whoa.
Would you not shit on any female's chest?
I would never shit on.
Looks like life shit on.
Even if they asked you.
I would not do it.
Even if they asked you?
I would not do it.
He would. All right. He's fucking lying.
Why would I lie?
I don't know.
I've had like 7 beers. I would tell the truth. This is truth serum, boys. I would tell you the truth.
All right.
All right, so Women's Elimination Chamber.
I think Alexa retains.
She has to. Has to.
Me too.
You got to have that collision course. Anybody else to win that match, it's not going to make sense to have Asuka.
Yep. Good call. They did this weird thing on Raw where everyone's kind of like in a team, like Bayley and Sasha are
a
team.
Well, Alexa and Mickey James are still kind of together.
Yeah, that came to fruition last night.
So maybe Mickey James helps Alexa out.
It's possible.
You know? Maybe Mickey James is in Alexa's corner. At Mania? I don't know.
Man, you never
maybe Nia Jax loses and then Nia Jax comes to even the sides for Asuka.
Huh.
Maybe.
You never
know. Got a little mega powers going there, you know?
All right, don't get ahead of yourself.
Thinking.
Men's Elimination Chamber. First time, 7 men.
Yeah, great.
Three are going to start the match.
Thanks, Kurt. Setting records. Breaking down walls and barriers. And it's just stupid.
Why?
Because CrossFit Why Jesus is it doesn't stupid? Need to be in there.
That's your reason.
Take out Finn Balor. Take out The Miz. Why does The Miz
Why?
Need to be in there?
Because The Miz is...
But he's also the Intercontinental Champion.
You could
put him into something better than that.
And he's going to end up in something better
than
that.
Yeah, he's
going to
wind up wrestling Walk with Elias at Mania. God. That's what's going to happen.
And why is that a bad thing?
Strowman.
It's not a bad thing. It's just, he doesn't need to be in there. Somebody doesn't need to be in there.
This is going to set up the feuds going into WrestleMania.
Yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter.
No, it's God. Not.
It doesn't have to be 7. That's my point.
Who cares one way or the other?
I do. It's stupid. 6 people in the elimination. Kevin.
You know it's a square now, right? And it's not like a fucking circle where they only have to have the 4 pods and all that shit?
But they are.
Yeah.
Oh, it's starting out with 3?
Yes.
I just said that.
Yeah.
3 people start the match?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, exactly.
But you don't. It doesn't change a whole lot.
Well, then what are they going to do eventually? Have a 10-man and put 2 people in each pod?
Look at you.
What did you think of World War III?
Loved it.
It was a great thought. Execution was terrible.
What is great about 60 fucking guys in a ring?
If you had a 30x30 ring, it might have had potential. But
it's fucking awful.
No, the execution was absolutely awful.
No, it was awful.
The only awful thing about it is when they changed it to, like, you don't have to go over the top rope. That was the only thing that I didn't like about it.
Oh, they did that? I completely forgot.
Anyone could just fall to the floor. Not the first one, I don't think.
No, not the first one.
The other ones.
That was the one the Macho Man won the title, bro.
Because he went under the ropes and came back in.
So you're okay with 60 men in three...
Anytime there's 60 men, Kevin and I are both okay.
So you made it sound so...
So
60 and 2 rings.
Yes. No, 3 rings.
3 rings.
Three. Oh, my God.
It was
That's
a 3-ring circus.
Worse.
How's that worse?
Fucking delicious. It was fucking awful.
The ring announcer was just one stream of guys walking to the ring, and they just let off like, El Dandy, Chris Jericho, Dean Malenko, Friar Tuck.
It's as bad as fucking Battle Bowl.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Didn't DDP win Battle Bowl?
Yep.
Yeah.
Can't hate on that. And he lost the ring to Eddie Guerrero, didn't he?
No, you can hate on it.
Whatever.
Battle Bowl is 2 rings. You start in 1. You get thrown out of the first one into the second one.
Yeah.
But you're still alive until you get thrown out of the second one.
Well, that has a little more structure.
What the fuck?
No, it has less structure.
No,
than an actual battle royal.
Well, because there's 2 rings. That's why it's got to be less than 3.
You could have 1,000 rings. The battle royal rules are simple.
Look, it doesn't matter. I just think they
you're poo-pooing this because there's 7 fucking...
Yeah,
fucking kidding me? How do you feel about Money in the Bank? 6, if they went to 7, would that be too much for
they've
you?
They've done 9 or 10, haven't they?
I don't know.
I think that's overkill. What was wrong with 6?
I think they started with more than that and went down.
No, they...
No,
the original Money in the Bank was 6. Yeah. It was 6. Take my word for it. Trust me. I know these things.
So you're
not saying you're wrong. I'm just not taking your word for it.
Are you going to damn want it? I know these things.
First...
Yeah.
Didn't CM Punk win? No,
Edge won the first one.
No, I know Rob Van Dam did.
No. Oh, yes. Yeah. Rob Van Dam did. Yeah.
Cashed in at One Night Stand, bro. Yeah.
Okay.
Cena wins We Riot. You don't remember that? Thank you, Edge. You don't remember that?
No. You should probably just scroll to the bottom with the results.
Can you quack?
There you go.
Wikipedia thing new.
2, 3, Rob Van Dam. 4, right?
5. No, Edge.
No, Rob Van Dam.
No, I was right. 2005, asshole.
WrestleMania 21.
Ah, go fuck your hands.
But you were right with 6, though.
Yeah, and then it looks like at 23, they added more people.
Yeah, they added, like, they were up to 9 at one point, which is ridiculous.
So what?
It's ridiculous. 9 Why? People in a ladder match, dude.
It gets more. It's a ladder match. You need a lot of
people. 9 people in a ladder match. Yeah, you know what has a lot of people? Battle Royal. Put them in with Andre the Giant, and there you go.
So it's, your whole reason...
No, you're making too much out of this. I think it's silly that they made it 7, but whatever.
But why?
I'm not saying cancel the match. Jesus.
Look, Tony, one guy wins and goes to WrestleMania 34 to fight Brock Lesnar. You have 6 other guys that have something to do. This is could be a starting point to set up 3 feuds that can work through 2 Mania and maybe through it.
That's fine. I just think 7's overkill. I think seven's overkill. That's my only opinion. Do I say we eliminate one of them? No.
There's four matches on this pay-per-view right now.
Well, that's fine. Great. Then the Elimination Chamber is going to be five
What's
hours.
The Bar versus Titus and Apollo.
Okay. Oh, even better. Holy fuck.
Well, I mean, Jason Jordan's out. They got to do something with him.
Jason Jordan?
He's out.
What are they doing with him?
He's out. He had
neck
surgery.
They have to do something.
They have to do something with the Bar. With the Bar.
So let him do something with the Bar. Pre-show.
That's what Titus O'Neil is doing. No, I hate you.
Titus and Apollo is at the pre-show at the Bar. That's the way it is.
You're mad that there's seven. The original match had six. You take one guy out of that match. What does he do? He has no one to work with. Because everyone that he would have potential to work with is in that match.
Miz is the Intercontinental Champion.
What is the
Miz do? And who does he fight that you'd care about?
Dean Ambrose. The winner of the Andre Battle Royal. Who cares? Doesn't matter to me. Make it a triple threat.
But who do you care about when you take one of these guys out of the match?
You guys are making such a big deal out of this.
No,
I just think that
I'm not. I'm just asking. You said that you say keep it at six.
Yeah, keep it at six.
Seven is not a huge deal to you, but you made it enough to make a point that you think seven is overkill.
I think seven's overkill.
You take one of these guys out. Now, who does the one guy?
I'm not, but you're missing the point. I'm not taking anybody out. This is what they're going to do. They're doing it. It is what it is.
All right.
Well, I wouldn't take it.
Seemed like you wanted to take somebody out.
No.
Because if seven's overkill, that means you think one person should be out.
Yeah. I'm not rebooking WrestleMania because I want to take somebody out of the Elimination Chamber.
And
whatever.
They're still working on storylines. John Cena last night in that little moment after he got eliminated when he goes and
actually
to Charlie Caruso, he says, if I don't win the Elimination Chamber, it'll be the first time in my career I don't have a match at WrestleMania. So you're setting up him versus somebody in the chamber or him and The Undertaker.
Yeah. And you know what? But if to Tony's point, I'm actually going to get back at him on this. If there is one guy to take out of this match, it is John Cena. And because he doesn't work half the pay-per-views anyway, so he doesn't need to be in this one. So there's me kind of...
He is in the Chris Jericho role where he's probably just there to make somebody. Seth Rollins pinned him and Roman Reigns last night, so that's put Seth Rollins on a pedestal. And would it surprise you if Seth Rollins won the Elimination Chamber because they teased it last night?
It would absolutely surprise.
Roman Reigns came to the ring and said,
absolutely,
I'm the only person that can beat Brock Lesnar. And then Seth Rollins music played.
Well, here we go.
And if you remember, Seth Rollins cashed in and pinned him at that WrestleMania.
Yeah, I know.
So maybe Seth Rollins has been inserted into this. Maybe we get a triple threat match at WrestleMania. It protects Brock.
Brock needs to be conquered. Roman Reigns is going to get over like they want him to. He's got to conquer Brock.
But then make it a triple threat. Roman Reigns can still beat Brock, but Seth was in the match. So now you just have Insta-feud coming out of Mania.
No,
now you have the dissension between the members of the Shield.
Brock needs to be defeated one-on-one. That's the only way it's going to work. And it's going to be Roman Reigns.
And it probably won't even work if that happens.
It won't, but they're going to try it. It's collision course.
Well, now, while we're here, let's go with predictions on that.
The Elimination Chamber?
I think we're all in the same boat.
It's Roman Reigns. It's got to be Roman Reigns. It has to be.
I'm going against it.
You're taking Rollins?
He's going Finn.
I'm going Finn.
Oh, all right.
I'm going Finn. I think that they have... When was the last time we saw the Demon?
I think you're getting Finn in the club against the Miz and the Mr. Rock.
I think you're getting Braun Strowman in the Miz. And wow. I think you're getting Finn. I think you might get Rollins Reigns.
You don't think Braun against Elias?
I don't know. But I'm thinking the idea at WrestleMania, Finn doing his thing with that whole thing. We haven't seen it in a while. That versus Brock. Combined with the fact that he's never had his one-on-one rematch for the title, I think that's where we're going. I'm probably wrong, and it probably will be Roman Reigns, but I gotta go Finn to go against the grain here. I gotta,
and I can respect that. And the beauty of it is, like you bring up, that he never gets his one-on-one, so that fits into that whole Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Finn Balor, that whole dynamic after WrestleMania. Even if you do the one-on-one where Roman conquers, now there's more of a backstory and a storyline that they can go with. Rollins is in the Shield. Will he go against his brother for the prize that everyone in professional wrestling wants? Finn Balor still wants his title that he never rightfully lost.
You can do the triple threat match at Backlash. That's when it's going to happen. Because Seth Rollins is going to be like,
you think we see Brock after this?
Yeah, because this is why. Because it's going to be like, I beat you this in this match within the gauntlet match, and I've beaten you before for the championship, and I should be next. And then Paul Heyman's going to come out and say Brock needs his rematch and blah, blah, blah. And you have your triple threat match at Backlash, and then Roman retains. He may not retain over Brock. He may pin Rollins, but he retains at that point. That's the way I would do it. And then Brock disappears for a while. And then maybe if you want to keep Rollins around, a little bit of more of an insta feud, maybe they have like another match and like a, I don't know, a cage match or some other shit like that. Whatever. Keep it going.
I think it's a great time in the WWE and between the Royal Rumble and now, I mean, every Raw has been very good. They haven't been doing a bunch of goofy shit. They've been keeping to storylines. Everybody has something to do. R-Truth and Goldust aren't playing fucking tic-tac-toe in the back. It's a great time. I've said it the last couple weeks, and you may have not have heard it because I suck at recording the podcast. Can't they just stick with this throughout the year? Just make these storylines interesting and make them flow. And it just watching Raw last night was the last couple weeks has been a joy. Doesn't feel like a fucking awful 3-hour show.
Well, you said it did after a minute, an hour and 47 minutes. You kind of did.
No.
Yeah, you made fun of the Oscar promo. You said the women.
The Oscar promo was bad, yeah. And the 6-woman tag match was bad.
Well, if you want to find out how bad it was, we have to leave the rant. Stay tuned. The rant is coming up next. And if you're listening to this in podcast form, we're not going anywhere. But if you're missing out, don't forget to download us wherever you listen to the show. And we'll see you guys next week on the rant. And we are continuing now for the rest of you. For those of you who are listening in podcast form, here's your bonus 3 or 6 minutes, Matt.
Yeah, there we go. Just come on. There's still a couple things I want to touch on.
All right, touch on them.
Muda.
Yes.
Oh, we're done with Elimination Chamber.
Oh, double knees, right?
Double knee surgery. He says he's going to have 2 more matches, and he hopes that he can wrestle again.
He's got to hang it up, dude.
He's old, bro.
He's got to have bank, dude. He's got to have
money. You would hope so.
Why can't he just be a mentor? Why can't he be a trainer? Why can't he be like wheeled out or run for parliament like fucking Antonio Inoki?
Because these guys, they know.
I know, but he's an icon in Japan. He doesn't need to do that anymore, you know?
Maybe it's not something he feels like he needs to do. Maybe it's something he wants to do.
How old is he?
He's 55.
There you go.
Bro, Ric Flair was in the ring at 55 at WrestleMania.
You want to argue Ric Flair being in the ring at 55? You want to go down this road again? You fucking said it every week. You don't want to see Ric Flair anymore.
I'm not saying I want to see Muda in the ring at 55. I'm just saying 55 is young. AJ Styles is 40, bro.
Yeah, and 15 years later is 55, dude. A lot changes between from 25 to 40, 40 to 55, you change a lot.
Sure, he doesn't work as much as he did when he was 40, though.
No, fair enough. But
so he's going to get his knees replaced. It's not so easy to walk away from something you've been doing for, shit, he's been wrestling since 1984.
How many epic matches has Terry Funk had in his 60s?
Who knows?
How many epic matches did he have in his 50s?
I don't know. He had
did
the
he
fucking,
win the ECW title in his 50s?
Yes.
All right, was that an epic match?
Yes.
Maybe the match he had against Bret Hart after that for his...
At his WrestleFest?
Retirement, whatever.
Yeah, but then he came out and he worked in WWE as Chainsaw Charlie.
Were those earth-shattering matches?
I mean, some of the stuff he did with the New Age Outlaws was good.
Well, it was tag stuff.
Sure, they're still mad. He's fucking 73 now, dude.
And he's still wrestling, dude. Would you respect Muda if he was 73 and still wrestling?
I don't have respect for Ric Flair. Don't get it twisted. I don't want to see Terry Funk at 73. I don't want to see Ric Flair at 73. I don't want to see Muda at 73. I'm not saying that if he gets his knees replaced, he should go out and do the circuit. I'm not saying that.
I mean, Mick Foley's had how many things replaced already? You don't see him clamoring to get back in the ring.
No, but he's still involved in professional wrestling.
Yeah. Why can't Muda do a comedy tour?
Maybe he's not good at comedy.
He hasn't found the right host yet.
Hello, is this on? Hello. Thank you, Kevin.
That's right. I mean...
going to be worse than that Asuka promo, am I right?
Fuck you, man. They edited. I'm finding the unedited shit.
So, I go to a bar. Waitress say, hello, I American.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. You don't think other cultures, other nationalities make fun of us?
I know.
Are you serious?
It was so blatant. It was in heavy doses tonight.
But you don't think, like, somewhere in Japan, there's a guy who's, like, doing the reverse, what, the up and down eye thing?
Spreading their eyes out.
Yeah, spreading his eyes up, going, where's my credit cards?
Oh, is this a hamburger shop?
Yes. May I have a Big Mac, please? Yes.
What is this Big Mac of which you speak? How big is it? And is why is his name Mac?
I like blonde with big boobs.
Yes.
Holy shit. I'm glad we went an extra 7 minutes.
Yeah, aren't you happy?
All right, come on. Let's wrap this up.
All right. Muda, they announced Cody Rhodes, Flip Gordon at Manhattan Center for the March 3rd show. Flip. Manhattan Mayhem. Flip. They also...
Ocho.
Shut the fuck up.
Ocho Negro.
Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor just launched their streaming service, the Honor Club. It's $9.99 a month, or you could do $100 a year, or the VIP subscription, $120 a year. And that, your $120 a year.
$100.
That includes all...
Oh, you made fun of us all night, and then you jumped in too, you jerk.
That includes all the pay-per-views.
Includes. Holy fuck, dude.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Wow.
All right, are we ready to end the show?
Yeah, you got closing music?
Oh, do I? You got the lyrics, bro. Come on, yeah, we're going to sing.
Yeah, sure we are.
You're not going to sing along? Come on.
Wait, I had it. Fuck, I put it in the soundboard.
I got it right here, dude.
Oh, for real?
You have it. It's over there on my seat, usually.
No, the lyrics. No, I'm talking about the song. I just put it in the soundboard. Now I can't find it.
Are we going to sing all together, or you want to do by verse?
No, please, God, no.
By verse.
What?
Oh, here we go. I got it here. You want me to play it?
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Wait. Let me take it down.
Who's going first?
I can go first.
Go first.
All right.
Can we sing it as different wrestlers?
Oh, yeah. Feeling it.
Oh, man.
Fuck, where's my flute?
Ready? Spend my day working hard on the go, but the hands on the clock keep spinning too slow, cause I can't wait to be alone with my baby tonight. You know my baby's got me wrapped around her little old finger, cause she knows that I'll walk through hell and back just to be with her. Oh, I can't wait to be alone with my baby tonight. Oh, yeah. Ready? Turn the lights off, close the doors, and we'll leave all the worries of the world behind. Never let me go. Baby, it's true, I got a one-track mind, but it's hard to concentrate around a girl like mine. Now I can't wait to be alone with my baby tonight.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, who's next?
Oh, fuck this. Good night, everyone.
Now, come on, we got a whole song.
Kevin, the devil score?
I don't know.
Who's next?
Where are we? They go right back to the chorus?
Dude, what is the 8-minute version?
Turn the lights off, bar the doors,
and we'll leave every worry in this world behind.
Hold me in your arms, never let me go.
I'm the kind of guy that likes to get things right, so you find me complaining. I got the worst part of the song.
I can't wait to be alone with my baby tonight.
What we're doing might be wrong.
How in the world could we be wrong?
Take so long.
Take so
long. Oh, yeah. Here's the breakdown. Give it to me.
Wake up in a wrong with the sun.
You're too fast.
There's
one thing that I'm thinking. I can't wait to be alone with my baby tonight.
When I'm thinking about being with my baby tonight.
This is the fucking worst, dude. I hate you. Wait, we're doing it again?
Yeah.
Holy fuck, how long is this song?
It's almost 4 minutes.
I'm sweating into the paper.
So am I. Oh my God, a lot of ripping.
Turn the lights off, bar the doors, and
we'll leave every worry in this world behind.
Hold me in. in your arms, never let me go.
Peeking through the curtains in my room, and I swear that all I'm thinking is
I can't wait to be alone with my baby tonight. You know that I lose my mind when I'm
thinking about being with my baby tonight.
Woo!
I can't wait to be alone with my baby tonight.
The fuck did you make us do, dude?
The chosen one.
Correct! Ding!
Ain't I great?
Oh my god. Thank you for placating us for that bullshit.
That was fun.
See you next week.
Yeah.
See ya!
Bye!
See ya!